for another fantabulous episode of
The Don and Mike Show.
And today we shall witness an earth-shaking discovery.
Don Geronimo, Michael Mara.
Who are you guys with? NBC, CBS?
Radio God.
You gave up jobs, security, show business?
The Don and Mike Show.
We've got a show to do.
Come on, guys. We're on the air.
Have a good show.
Produced by 106.7 WJFK, Washington Superstation.
It's going to be a great show.
All right, well, good luck.
And distributed by Westwood One Entertainment.
We should thank our lucky stars. They're still putting on a program of this caliber after so many years.
Participate in a Don and Mike Show contest. How about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations for each contest. For the contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 2007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
Stay tuned for your chance at $500 for naming the secret sound. Only on the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show. Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Hi, Mr. Son of a Beach.
Hi, 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 hi.
Okay, hi, Don and Mike.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hey, Don and Mike. Roger, don't know if it's a book.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, he led a beautiful life. He turned water into wine. He made fishes for thousands of people. He made loaves of bread out of nothing, yet he never knew the joy of having a brother or a sister.
Only child.
Only child. Some of you know him as JC. We know him as PH. Bill Hochberger.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Rob Spiewak. Take it away, Rob.
Didn't I see you guys at a photo shoot?
Hey,
you know, it was a busy weekend for Phil.
Phil Hogberg, really?
Yeah, he just wanted to kick back and dig on the Tonys, but instead he had to sit and grieve with the Widow Quinn.
Well, so he was digging on Tony.
Yeah, I guess he was. Good afternoon, Mr. and Mrs. Rockford and all the ships at sea. They're everybody's favorite doped-up, drunken, free-loading major market losers, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara. Thank you, Robbie. And
thank you, Rob.
Thank you for listening, everybody.
I know you're like us. You listen to the radio backwards. Seriously, it's really close with people.
It's the Don and Mike Show. New episode here on Monday, June 4th. That's the day. Hello and welcome to the show. I had a weekend, a killer weekend. Love telling you about that, but I do want to just start the show with a brief promotional announcement that we are 23 hours and 51 minutes away from Morris Jones Day on the Don and Mike Show. Official Morris Jones Day, where Morris will sit in this studio for the entire show.
Wow.
And during the commercial break. And I'm giving serious thought to an idea that was passed my way today to have the webcam in here just focused on Morris Jones.
Just a headshot of Morris Jones.
Of all 4 hours. I can't imagine that would get a lot of hits on a website. But
imagine the reactions, the expressions, the campy facial expressions.
It's too much. This dude, Morris Jones, he's been the lead news guy, the anchor guy on Fox Channel 5 here in D.C. for years and years. Consider this as a dress rehearsal.
His giant face, his giant alien face is on Mike's screensaver today.
Wow. Hi there, Morris. How are you? How's Mike Landis doing? Consider this not a promotional announcement, like I said, but it's a warning that we are now, well, less than 23 hours and 49 minutes until the beginning of Morris Jones Day on the Don and Mike Show.
That's right, Don.
That's
right, Mike.
That's tomorrow, Morris Jones Day. So you have been warned.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we had a new publicity picture taken today before the show.
Mm-hmm.
A grueling session for both Mike and I.
That photographer understands what we want in a photo session. We want it over as soon as it begins.
And if possible, We'd like the picture with none of our body exposed at all.
And Rob, giving me crap about the fact that I wear a black shirt, I wear a black shirt because I'm fat.
I know, but Rob has to sign the publicity picture.
I'm the one who has to sign your autograph.
You know what we should do is we should get something like with a, you know, like they sign those footballs.
Like
with
a silver pen?
Yeah, like so it'll show up.
We can just
guess for you, Mike.
Can the Golden Boy shine again?
Golden Boy wants a special sparkly gold pen, like the kind football players use to sign a
not
football.
Silver. I want it gold. Can the Golden Boy shine again?
There we go. Gold you shall have.
So for those of you who thought our last publicity picture was ridiculous and something to hurl darts at and perhaps have your animals defecate and urinate on, wait until you see the new one.
You know, he wanted to do the full body shot again. You know that, don't you?
No, I didn't.
I walked in and I said, these are going to be headshots, right? He said, no, they're going to be just like this one. And he held up the one, the one that we both hated. From the last time, and then when I was folding my arms, and he said, "You'll see your arms." I guess this means you're going to get a partial body.
Yeah, you'll see our
from the nipple.
You'll see our nipples.
Our teats.
Yes, our teats will be exposed. It's important to note that although Mike did have a T-shirt on for a while, we did a lot of shots shirtless.
Yeah,
you know, if anybody saw Sex in the City last night, we did the same kind of photo shoot that Kim Cattrall did.
It
was a really nice one with our asses exposed and just the side of our breasts.
And I wanted to thank you for taking the Christmas card picture while we had you in the studio.
Yeah, I think that'll be terrific.
Yeah, there's a special photo that we took just for members of the Infinity Broadcasting family.
Wonderful. I believe a possible photo that would come back to haunt us. somewhere down the road.
It is a photo that was made out of respect.
No.
Respect and love, Mike.
Absolutely. And I think our expressions will show that.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, and about Sex of the City.
Yeah.
Christ, so last night, I watched the show.
It was pretty good last night.
I watch it every once in a while, but last night it happened to be on against the basketball game, and I wanted to watch the basketball game, so my wife announces that she's invited every housefrau from the neighborhood. They're all coming over. They're invading the basement. When I watch a sports, I like to watch it on the big screen in the basement, right? But she hijacked that room, and then she informed me, since it was their Sex in the City viewing party, girls only, no men allowed, that I was to be the waiter and bartender. So I made them cosmopolitans.
Ah, wonderful.
Because that's what they drink on Sex in the City.
Down there getting all hot and bothered, getting all lathered up watching Sex in the City as they talk about their vaginas.
Yeah, well, no. I don't know if my wife and her friends were talking about
Sex in the City with
vaginas.
Right. That was a lot of vagina talk on the show last night, which I found intriguing. I thought it was very funny.
Well, the highlight for me was I made the drinks, and, of course, I had to sample to make sure that the drinks were okay.
Of course.
What I would do is I'd fill the shaker up and I would
drink half of it.
Hold on. I would pour out two or three, and then there wasn't enough left for a fourth. So what I would do is just, drink right out of the shaker.
How many did you serve to them?
Between two and three. So by the time the show was over, keep in mind, I was flipping back and forth between the basketball game and Sex in the City. I'm upstairs and downstairs. By the time the game was over, I came downstairs to give them all one refill, and Fran pulls me aside, and she says, come here. She says, listen, you're so nice to do this. You're really great, but you're drunk. Go upstairs.
Ah, wow.
And, I said, well, I'm not drunk. She said, I know you've been sampling. Just go upstairs. Just leave me alone. So it was okay for my wife and her friends to be drunk,
but you were not allowed to be around them
when I was drunk.
So you could have gone upstairs and just gotten silly.
Yeah,
but she didn't want you around her friends.
No. And I wasn't,
Did you touch anybody?
No.
Was there ever one a gentle touch of your shoulder?
No, there was not. There was absolutely no touching. No touching. I pulled my wife.
Oh, okay.
And as a matter of
fact, that's good.
That's when she said to me that she thought I was, I wasn't drunk. I'd had a couple of samples of their cosmopolitan.
Right.
But I certainly have been millions of times drunker than that.
So you would just come down, serve the beverages, and then make yourself scarce.
Yes, I would come down with a tray and the shaker and fill up their glasses.
And a bow tie with no shirt.
Chippendales outfit.
That's right. And my underpants.
Right.
And then leave and go upstairs. And at one point around 10 o'clock when the game was over, I came down and their show was still on.
Mm-hmm.
And I sat down and I put my arm around her. I just had a little boozy breath. And I've been smoking cigars. And
right.
I leaned over and said, I love you. And I think she said, listen, you're great to do this. You're wonderful. You've been really great. You're drunk. Okay.
All right, so I left.
What makes up a Cosmopolitan? I know it's vodka and
it
what else?
It is a vodka, cranberry juice, lemon lime juice.
And urine.
And only the special ones.
Well, you know, that's the Chinese say it makes you live longer.
Sure. Huh? And some other elixir, some other real fancy sweet elixir.
Is it, you're giving a generous pour on the vodka then?
Yes, I was, and I was told too generous with the vodka.
Yeah, ladies are like that.
Yeah.
They don't like it when it's, like, they like it red as opposed to pink.
What do they know?
Right. But that was, listen, that was the end of the weekend and the quality time that I was able to spend with my family and my wife and my kid and their friends. Because my wife decided that I need a haircut. And I'm not saying that she was wrong in that because, like, last week it really started looking like I was having a mullet. I mean, my hair was very short on the sides, getting longer in the back. And she said to me, don't go get your haircut at the hair cuttery.
Right.
Or don't even go to the normal place you go. Come to this fancy place downtown.
Fancy Labs.
Yes, and the guy who owns the place is Ori. I'm going to give him a plug here. I think that's the name of the place. Ori's hair salon, or whatever it is.
Do you have an accent?
It's a fancy place. Yeah, he's not from this country.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a real fancy place. And as soon as I walked in the door, I knew that I was out of my element. Immediately, I'm out of my element because I walk in and it is like going into a gynecologist's office because a gynecologist's office, because
right.
All there are broads everywhere,
mm-hmm.
women everywhere, and they are talking incessantly. I mean, they are talking about what they want done to their hair, what they've had done to their hair.
Are they wearing smocks?
No, no. This is what gets me, okay, when I walk in. Immediately, like I say, I'm way out. I'm like, wow, I'm the only guy here, except for the guys who cut the hair, and you know,
wow. Okay, come on.
Okay, so you know what I'm saying about that. So I meet the dude who's going to cut my hair, and he says, "Hello, nice to meet you. You have to go get your hair washed first." And I said, "Great." As I'm making my way back, the girl says to me, "You have to step into the dressing room and take your shirt off,
mm-hmm.
and put on this like robe." Now it is not. You're nodding your head like you've had this done before.
Oh yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. I've been there before. Sometimes you can wear your shirt underneath, and sometimes they make you. They suggest that you take your shirt off.
It is not a robe. It was more a kimono.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. A little tie in the front of it.
Yes, it's got a snap, and then a snap up by the neck, and then
it's got a little flap over the buttocks.
Yeah, a thing that you tie. And well, I put it on originally because I put it on. Like a hospital gown, I put it on backwards. Well, because I saw the little snap, right?
Right.
And I saw that it's got the parts that you bring together in the back, so
yeah,
I thought,
right.
Well, this is like going to the hospital.
And, of course, you went all the way and took your pants off, too, and your underwear.
So I walk out of the little dressing room there, and I'm just standing there waiting to have my hair washed, and I realize that there's about 10 women, they're all cackling at me, and I'm not sure exactly what
your naked back.
What they're cackling about, and yes, it's at that point that I realize that,
right.
As a matter of fact, one of them says, "You've got it on backwards." Now, oh, wow. Sorry about that. So I got to go back in and put the stupid robe on the right way.
So intimidating, because it's just such a dog and pony show.
And, you know, then I have to wait, because now I've missed my chance to have my hair washed by the professional hair washer who's there.
Right.
So I'm just standing there surrounded by women. And my wife is totally in her element here because this is the place she goes to get her hair done. And she's just, you know, the front desk yapping it up with these other broads. And they're all drinking their little coffees and having their finger sandwiches and loving the fact that they're wearing these kimonos. And I'm standing there.
And those kimonos, correct me if I'm wrong, are designed for women. They are designed for petite women.
No doubt.
Yeah.
They went to the bottom of the stack, I believe, to find the XL that they had.
Yeah, even like a medium-sized guy is going to have a tough time with those kind of
things. So, you know, I'm standing there having to hold my stomach in the whole time to keep this thing. And as soon as I sit down in the chair to get my hair washed, and she says, lean back. As soon as I lean back, this baby opens wide. I mean, it's my belly and my nipples.
And it suddenly pops open.
Yeah, I mean, I go, wow. The girl, what she does is she just takes a towel. She drapes a towel over me. So, Mark, I'm terribly emasculated already. Right? I'm laying there with the robe that's open. And I had shorts on, which I guess wasn't a good move because I'm virtually, except for my shorts, I'm naked. Laying on
so you're wearing a bathing suit.
Laying on this thing while this girl washes my hair.
Did she give you the little scalp massage? Was it the...
Yes, and it is the longest goddamn hair washing I've ever had. And again, you know, this is a classy place. I'm not used to going to classy places.
Now, see, I dig the scalp massage. Yeah. I can go to sleep when they're doing that.
Well, I can't when my robe is open.
Two things happen. Yeah. Either I go to sleep or I become fully turgid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, no chance with a girl that was giving me the massage.
Okay. Well, I had that happen with a guy one time.
So I get done with this thing. And, you know, every time I think we're done, every time she appears to be done with this, I lift up in the chair and she gives me the push back down like to know this. Now you got the conditioner that you got to put in your hair. And I'm saying to her, I washed my hair right before I came out. No, and she's very nice, but you know, again, we're getting done and she's scrubbing my hair. She's drying my hair, scrubbing it. And
does she have good breath?
Fantastic breath.
Yeah.
But she actually took the towel that she had dried my hair with and went in and cleaned out some of my earwax.
Oh!
That's like you think it's cleaning earwax. It's getting the
suds out of your ears.
Yeah, because I noticed that she
pulled back like a yellow towel.
She came back with some orange.
Oh my God. Did the towel just look like it had been dipped in honey?
No. But there were two spots where it was obvious that she had, you know, gone into my ears.
Yeah.
So I stand back up and, you know, tuck my stomach in and put the robe back on and I tie myself up and I'm
fighting the urge to run.
Yeah, and
I'm walking back into the area now where there's 15 chairs in this place.
Is that the way you walked back there with it?
I like that. Strutting like this. And there's, of course, there's goddamn mirrors everywhere.
Right.
Everywhere I look, it's that thing where there's so many mirrors. When you look in a mirror, you see yourself, and then you see yourself. It's like that commercial.
Right.
And so on, and so on. And so it's like I'm seeing myself times 500 in this mirror.
Yeah,
and
get good chance of walking into a wall when that happens.
You know, and no matter, I've done all this talk about my diet and working out. I do not look good in this kimono. I mean, this is a bad fit for me, and I'm wearing, you know, baggy Dockers shorts.
I still think it's just not made for men, those kimonos.
No. And I go sit down, and I think, finally, I got a man who's going to be cutting my hair. I'm going to be out of the feminine experience. He's got my hair, and he's got it all. It looks like Albert Einstein on the sides.
Right.
You know, it's all going a million different ways.
Shemp.
And at this point, my wife comes over and sits down in the chair next to me. And I said, what are you doing? And she says, well, of course, I'm keeping you company.
Mm-hmm.
So not that it's awkward enough already that I'm in a ladies' place, although there are other men in there getting their haircut,
sure,
as I discovered later, but it's really a feminine place. And I'm wearing the robe, and I'm uptight. And now I got my wife sitting there. And what the guy does, you know how when you get your haircut, normally you're looking at the mirror, mm-hmm, in front of you. The chair is facing directly in front of you. You actually see the work in progress.
Right.
He thinks that I want to talk to my wife during this process.
Right.
So he's actually moved the chair to the side, so I'm facing my wife, which I'm fine with, but I can't see what he's doing.
Right.
I can't see.
It's frustrating.
And he is, now he's an artist. You know, I think you say the good haircut I got.
It's a good haircut.
But he's the slowest. I mean, where he's, you know, he's combing, 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 and then he gets a special scissor, and it's just one snip of hair.
Then the probe.
Then he steps back, and look at it. And the whole time I'm talking to Frieden, I'm not seeing what's going on. So finally he wheels me around and he says, "What do you think?" And I said, "Hey, that, you know what? That is a great haircut. That's a fantastic haircut." And as I'm about to get out of the chair, puts his hand on my shoulder, he says, "One more thing I must do." And he takes out a comb, puts the comb on my eyebrows, and takes out the, you know, that thing, the,
you know, you're
and I'm
old.
Justin and
this is the first time I've ever been anywhere. He cuts my friggin' eyebrows.
Right. So you don't look like Andy Rooney.
Yeah.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, I had known that I was going to this place. I had trimmed my eyebrows already.
You trimmed your eyebrows before you went to the hair place?
Yes.
Really? Do you trim your eyebrows regularly?
Well, no. What I do is I cut the stray hair.
Well, yeah,
you know, once in a while, I got like a big long hair that actually almost can come all the way down to my eye.
Yeah, I get the occasional one that's just kind of protruding and, and has a, so and it keeps coming back.
I mean, I don't want to sound like a fag when they say I trim my eyebrow, but if
as long as you don't pluck.
No, no, no. If I have a, if I got a long one, an errant one, well, I cut it out.
I mean, there are guys, you see the guys that don't, even younger guys, that have those eyebrows that they almost look like they're cultivated.
The bushy ones.
The real bushy ones, and they're guys that just never trim, and then they, you know, they grow down over the eye.
So then this is the worst. And it, what makes it worse is that my wife is sitting there, and she starts laughing her ass off, and she says, she says real loud, "Oh, look, he's going to shave your eyebrows." He's like, "Please, close your eyes.
Right.
Please close your eyes."
Look like Bill Kamal.
I realize that he's putting this this thing in. Well, as you can see, my eyebrows are...
they've never looked neater.
They're nice.
They've never looked thinner and more plucked.
They look all drawn on today.
You know, you could actually you put a liner on them, you know, and they'd be fine right now.
So we get done with this, and we walk out of this place, and I mean, I cannot wait to just get in the car and get home, because I'm walking out of this place, and like I say, it's a great place. It's a good haircut. It's a great haircut. But the whole experience, I'm just like, yay!
It's not just a female place. An environment like that is usually the land of that pampering. And you have to have an attitude to have it and enjoy it. I don't like it. I don't feel comfortable.
I was telling Frieda, this guy, Ori, that runs the place.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to work there, I would carry a gun and I would most likely be in jail, because I would have to shoot every one of these crazy broads that wants to sit there and tell you their life story while they're while they're doing their hair. And I mean, the crap, the one girl next to me who apparently was having her hair lightened a shade or something, he's trying to cut my hair and she's engaging him in conversation. She's still sitting in the chair and she goes, "You know, I just don't know. If I comb it over to the left, or I comb it over to the right, look at how the light's looking at my hair like this. And if I shake it like this, I don't know. And where's the stuff I'm supposed to put on the hair?" It's like, I was
sure.
I mean, really, you know, you can understand why OJ cut his wife's head off.
Oh, my God.
It was just nerve-wracking.
Would you go back?
Yeah, I'm going back, but what I'm going to do is... I'm going to go back on a time that's not a busy time, like over the weekend on an afternoon.
You know, you need to bring your own robe.
When I went in.
Bring yourself one that's like checked.
Well, I believe next time I'm going to go sans robe. I don't care if I get hair down my back.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't.
They can put the thing around your neck like they do in a barbershop.
Yeah, so we get out of this place and we're out on the street. And Frieda is as nice as can be. She is saying, "Wow, you don't realize what a good haircut does for you. You really needed a haircut. That is a great, great haircut." And I turned to walk by the car, by where we had parked the car, and I noticed that she's gone the other way. And I've been so traumatized by this experience that we're down in Georgetown by M Street, and I'm actually screaming at her. I'm standing on one side of the street. I'm going,
"Did you go to Okio?"
No.
Okay.
No.
All right.
I'm saying to her, "Where are you going?" I'm yelling at her. People are turning and looking at me, and she's pissed. She won't talk. She just goes with her hand like this, like come, like you would with a dog, you know.
Wow.
"Come here." I go, "Where are you going? Come back. Why are you going that way? The The car is this way.
You're in the days.
Yeah. So
all you had was a glass of cranberry juice.
I get over to where she is, and she's like, she says, "You are embarrassing me. All I want to do is go to a store one block away, but it's always about you. I'm down here to get your haircut. You don't like the robe. You don't like the fact that they want to talk to you. You don't like the fact that they want to shave your eyebrows. I just want to go to a store."
So the niceness wore off very quickly.
Wow. So, you know, that at that point I'm neutered, and I just followed along.
You know, good boy.
There's a place down there where we've talked about this on the radio that I think we might have called down there.
Oh, where Larry King gets his haircut?
Yeah, because you were talking in that same vicinity. Remember, I went to a place down there where, and they told me Larry comes in every day. That's one of his things, where he comes in every day to get his hair. You know, there are a bunch of places down there, but I was just wondering if it was the same one, if it was...
I don't think so. Well, you know, I don't know the name of the place. I just know that Ori is the guy who does the hair, and apparently he's one of these dudes. My wife has to get an appointment 5 months in advance.
Really? I don't even know if I've got it right either, but all I know is that the place that I was at in Georgetown, he gets his hair shampooed there.
Hey, sweetie.
Hang on a second, Boo.
Look at that. That's a good wife. Did you hear that?
Mm-hmm.
Got the show blaring.
There you go.
That.
All right. I was outside so the whole neighborhood could hear the show.
Like that. Beautiful. What's the name of his place?
Curry and Associates.
Right.
Oh, okay.
So that's the name of the place. So we are having this argument on the street where I'm standing across the corner yelling at Frida, saying, "Where are you going?" And then she says, "Well, just, I want to go to one store. You know, everything's always about you. Come to the store with me." So we go to the store, and it's another girl store. And I'm fine with it.
It's a girl store that I only bought one tiny thing. You bought a half a dozen things in.
Well, it's a girl store that sells some men's stuff, also like deodorant and soap and stuff like that.
One of those like Philly soap places.
You stocked up on the matching perfume, aftershave, underarm deodorant. You want everything to smell all the same.
Well, I'm a fan.
You really had a day of beauty.
K1. That's the brand that I choose.
Right.
And I go in this store, and this girly store, and they've got a whole section of men's stuff. So I picked up the cologne, and then I got the deodorant and the soap.
You know, for one day, it sounds to me like you could use that tape that they got for me this weekend. Sound like that would have, really apply to you.
Golden boy, shine again. No. Except I was not enjoying it.
It has to be going your way.
I mean, it was all nice stuff that was being done for me, but I didn't want any part of it. So Frida goes upstairs to the upstairs section for whatever they've got in the store. Now I'm just...
Makeup. You should have checked it, and maybe you would have seen something you liked up there.
Oh, come on, you. So I'm holding the items, these three items that I'm going to buy, and I'm just standing at the bottom of the steps waiting for my wife to come down from the makeup section of the store. And all the women that work in this store, and it's only they're wearing black gloves. They're wearing black evening gloves.
No, one glove.
Oh, yeah, one glove. I don't know why.
One glove.
But they're all wearing one glove.
All right. It's not time for the exam, is it?
No. They weren't medical gloves.
Okay.
They're just regular, like, evening gown.
Oh, okay.
Black gloves.
Yeah, though, well, you could use those for an exam.
So I'm standing there, and I'm just holding the items, and one by one, each of these one-gloved women comes over to me, and they say, "Can I help you?" And I said, "No, I'm just waiting for my wife. I'm just going to buy these items. I'm waiting for my wife." So finally, the fourth girl comes over, and she goes, "You can't just stand there and hold the items.
What?
You have to put them in a basket." And I said, "Okay." And I'm looking around for a shopping cart, right? Well, she brings over this thing that looks like the gayest picnic basket that I've ever seen in my life, which is, it's of course, everything in the store is black. That's the motif of the store. That's why they're all wearing black dresses and one black glove. And she hands me this, the absolute gayest basket I've ever seen, and she says, "Okay, see, we take the items."
Would it match the robe that you wore when you were getting your haircut?
Yes, it would have.
All right.
We take these, and we put these in, and she's, "Now, see, now, you can continue to shop, and you don't have to worry about carrying the items around." So as my wife is coming down the stairs, that's the first thing I said to her. She goes, "Are you ready?" I said, "Oh, I'm ready. Look, I got my basket." it was the last straw on this day. And I know that you had, you tried to get me in a nice place to get my hair cut nice. Honey, I'm just not sophisticated enough for that.
Oh, no, you get used to it. You look beautiful.
But I'm a hair cuttery guy.
No, you're not. No, you look so good. And you know what? When we were talking later on to some other friends, I said, well, in Europe, if you go and get your hair cut, not only would you get your eyebrows, you know, trimmed like that, but they'd go right into your nose and your ears and the back of your hands if they needed a shave.
And the crotch.
If you ask.
Right.
No, thank you. But that was not, listen, that was all, she's right, that was all just about me. Well, and I guess the next thing I'm going to talk about is all about me, too, even though it does kind of involve my my family. Yesterday was the annual piano recital for our kid. Mm-hmm. You know, he takes piano lessons. He's actually quite good. And they have a big recital for all the kids who take these lessons. And every year I come in and I tell you how many kids performed. This year I actually brought in the actual sheet so you can see how many kids.
Two, like both sides of the long piece of paper?
Yes. I'll count the number of kids that performed yesterday. This is part one of the story. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28. 28 kids performing. Guess what number our kid was? First.
28?
28.
Wow.
28, which is, I've been told, a prominent position. Yeah, it's like put one of your best students at 28.
Close the show. Did you know that before, or do you find that out when you get there?
Well, I found out earlier in the day that Bart was going to be performing last at this thing.
Right.
But I had no idea that there were going to be 27 other performances.
Didn't you explain last year that etiquette also dictates that you really do, the politeness is you're supposed to be there for the entire
shindig? So we're there for the whole goddamn thing. Now, thank goodness, this year, honey, you'll attest to this, I did not fall asleep as I have in previous years.
Now you are doing your work.
Yes. This recital is held in a church.
Mm-hmm.
So this is a great, it's not the church we go to, it's another church, but they've got in the pew in front of you, they got the Bibles, and they have little like golf pencils, like miniature golf, and they have pieces of paper that say for doodling and drawing.
Mm-hmm.
I guess, you know, obviously.
For 5-year-olds, for the toddlers.
For 5-year-olds. So I took out the paper,
right,
and I start writing out like format clocks for the radio station and stuff. And I was able to pass maybe a good half hour of time.
Right.
Not even noticing that, you know, so-and-so was playing Glad Cat Rag or Merry-Go-Round Waltz or Concerto in D Minor or...
It's a tough one.
Rubber Ducky or, you know, whatever it is.
So these are varying ages based on the selections.
So the kids are like from second grade all the way up to high school seniors.
Wow.
So now it's time for our kid. And Frida's got a digital camera, which she operates. But because I am a man, I said to her, I will take the picture of Bart when Bart performs. We've been waiting an hour and 15 minutes, and he's finally going to perform. So she says, no, let me do it. And, of course, this is all in hushed tones. I mean, we're in a church to begin with. And we've been in there an hour and 15 minutes, and our kids finally, and I go, I'll take the picture. And she goes, No, you don't know how to work the camera. I say, show me how to work the camera. I'll do it. She goes, all right. She shows me how to work it. Bart gets up there and he starts playing. He's playing beautifully.
What did he play? What was his selection?
Summertime.
Summertime. Da, 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 da.
Yeah, he was playing a duet with a soprano sax. It was wonderful.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Yeah, it was very beautiful. So he's playing and I'm enjoying the chance, if nothing else, to stand up. After I've been sitting down for an hour and 15 minutes listening to all of these other horrendous kids and their performances.
They are not. They're all adorable.
Well, yes, listen, but I think all of the parents there would agree. They come to watch their kids. You really don't go to see the other kids. Who cares about the other kids?
That's true, but the other ones were good, too. I mean, for their varying levels of having studied.
So I'm looking forward to the chance. I am able to stand up in advance, and I'm in the aisle of the church, and Bart gets up there, and he starts, and I press the button, and nothing happens. And I press the button, and nothing happens again. Now, I'm in the middle of the aisle, and Bart is playing, and the camera, for whatever reason, for me, is not working. So I turn to Frida, and I say,
you come up here. You take the picture.
And she's looking at me. She goes, no, sit down. Sit down.
I said, you know, the whole reason I was there was to be able to listen to my son play piano. And I've got you and your little technical snafu happening and talking to me while I've waited an hour through every other kid. And now I've got you talking while Bart's playing.
And of course, I'm embarrassed because all of the other dads that have stood up and taken pictures, mm-hmm. they've operated their equipment flawlessly.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yet I'm the last dad to stand up,
mm-hmm.
and I'm standing in the corner where they can all see me, and I'm pressing this button like crazy, and nothing's happening on this goddamn camera, and I'm turning it around, I'm looking at it, and I'm saying to her, it doesn't work. And she's, sit down. I said, you take the... And I started pantomiming with her, saying, you know, you come over here, take picture. We'll go sit down. Meanwhile, the whole time, my kid's up there, you know, playing the concert of his life.
Right.
So I go and I sit down and I say to her, I whisper in her ear, I go, I don't know, it doesn't work. She says, you're an idiot, it works perfectly, so shut up. Just shut up, I want to hear our son. So Bart continues to play, and I apparently was annoying Frida because I said, why don't you just slip by me and go stand on the island?
Because now the quest is to get the photograph.
Yeah, to get the photo. But
it was no big deal. Well, it was tricky because you had to push the shutter the whole way, and that'll throw you off every time.
Well, I pressed the button and nothing happened.
You press it halfway, you get the little ready light, and then nothing happens.
What happened to the camera? You just push the button and the goddamn thing goes off and you take that's what I think it is. You press the button and it takes the picture.
That's why I always use the cardboard ones that you get in the drugstore.
Well, that one I would have effed up too, probably, just because I'm an idiot. So we're sitting down and, you know, we're in a church and we're not having a fight per se, but I'm embarrassed because I've effed up the camera and everybody's looking at me and I'm my kid, thank God, is engrossed in what he's doing. He's not seeing this. But all the other moms and dads are looking at me, including our neighbors, you know, and he's looking at me like, you are a dope. I know it. So we sit down. I say, take the picture. I want to hear our son play the piano.
Anybody say, aren't you that guy with the robe on backwards that I saw the other day?
So finally she is able to, at the end of the performance, she was able to stand up and actually take a couple of photos.
And they came out okay?
Yeah, it's really, you know, perfectly easy.
It's a digital camera, so you get that instant feedback.
Right.
Right?
That's great. It was, but it was tough for me to
right.
handle.
We had already had the argument when he had walked up in front of Bart's row that he was sitting in, stood in front of him and taken his picture, and Bart is shaking his head violently, get away, get away, get away. And I came back and I said, he came back and I said, I didn't see the flash go off. Oh, yeah, I got the picture. Well, on a digital camera, I could look at it and say, no, you didn't. There was no picture on there.
Well, you can see, that's what I love about digital cameras.
Yeah.
You can see right away how good the picture is.
I didn't know. I mean, I thought I'd taken a stupid picture.
But you were into gadgetry, too, though. I would think you would be on the cutting edge of the digital wave.
You know, how long have you known him? You think he's technically handy?
You know, Frida, now that I think of it, everything he... Well, what he does is he brings in the very latest technological advances, and now I realize that all springs from you, doesn't it? When he comes in, when he's the first guy on the block to have the mini DVD player, he comes in, it's because you picked it up for him.
Of course!
And now I know. Now
I
know
read the instructions, and I... like.
Yes, of course, everything. I don't know how to... I still don't know how to work. I mean, I know how to work it. Mm-hmm. The remote control for my TV. I mean,
well, like the Palm Pilot too. That was from your wife, right?
Of course.
Okay, now it's all cleared up.
Of course
together.
It was.
See, you actually, if you hadn't had this discussion, I would have thought of
but
you
I've never,
as somebody who is on the cutting edge of technology.
Yeah, but at least give me. I don't come in and say like, "Hey, I know everything about everything." I just come in and go, "Hey, look at this thing I got."
No, you do not.
Oh, come on.
You mocked me when I got the Palm Pilot. You were like shaking your head like you're Johnny Expedore.
Well, only because you were late to the party.
I understand,
that.
But I'm late to the party because your wife got you to the
yeah,
party
so?
On time.
He doesn't even know how to hot sink his Palm Pilot.
Oh, yes, I do.
I know how to hot sink
yes,
my Palm
I
Pilot.
I know how to hot sink a Palm Pilot. I just don't see the need to.
Yeah.
I really don't.
Yeah, to back it up. Well,
I don't
see new information. And
I don't have anything.
Tell your buddies what your high-tech form of note-taking is, what your record-keeping is.
Oh, post-it notes.
Post-its in a Sharpie. That's how
and what's wrong with that? That works for me.
There's Post-its everywhere.
I look at my show notes. I love Post-its.
Yeah, it works for you.
It works.
I love Post-its. You would much rather have me actually write the crap down on the Palm Pilot and then...
I bet your wife wouldn't have mocked me and my keyboard that I got for my Palm Pilot when I got the Palm Pilot.
I have one of those.
Yeah, I mean, it's great. It's great, but I was routinely ridiculed for that.
Oh, you were not. You were not.
But I always really, I swear to God, I always thought that was, that you know, you were, I didn't know that it all came from Frida the whole time. I know that she's
what does it matter, Wiz?
What does it matter where it comes from?
Everything comes from me.
What does it matter where it comes from?
I am the Oz of his life. Everything comes from me.
No, pay no attention to that woman behind the curtain.
No, that's very true. I told you I couldn't hook up the goddamn speakers to my... to my TV, I had to have my kid do it.
Right.
No, okay. I'm awful with stuff like that. But next year, I think that we must either bribe the lady who's the piano teacher, or we just got to figure out a way to arrive just in time for our kids.
Now, do lots of parents blow out of there after their kids perform?
Nobody does.
Yeah, that's what you said, like when he was in the middle of the pack. You really have to just stay for everybody.
Everybody's.
No, you were very good. You stayed awake the whole time. I mean, I'd rather see you working on your little doodle pad than have when you nod off. And you're
28 performances, though. Wow. Is that some kind of, I mean, is it some kind of, like, test? Is it a marathon? Marathon test for parents or what?
But she has that many students. And she doesn't even do. I take piano lessons from her, and the adults don't even go.
Oh, yeah, it says here on the bottom. It says the adult students have respectfully declined to participate in this recital. Thank friggin' God!
I wasn't asked. I didn't decline. I would have done it.
And listen, I'm not going to get into specifics, but about each kid. Where they have like a little bio about themselves.
Right.
Like it says about one kid here.
Sugie.
Okay, I won't.
You're just not being nice.
Okay, I won't. I just thought it was funny. Okay.
All right,
I won't.
All right, sweet pea.
I'll tell you off the air.
Thank you.
Right, well, that was it. That was my weekend. Thank you.
No, that wasn't quite your weekend. You got a compliment for later on in the weekend when I had my girlfriends come over and we watched Sex in the City and you were serving the Cosmopolitans.
Oh, you missed that part. I told that part when I came downstairs. And you said...
I thought you'd go in chronological order.
No, because Mike mentioned Sex in the City. And, I mentioned that I, you know, made the drinks for you girls and waited on you. And then at one point, when I came downstairs, you said, go away, you're drunk.
Yeah, I had to send you to your room before you embarrassed me.
Yeah, like you weren't drunk, like the other girls weren't drunk.
Sugar Bear, I was totally fine. You can ask Bart. I was chatting with Bart when he came home from babysitting the neighbor's kids.
All right, sweetie.
But I got a call today saying that was so sweet of you, and how few other husbands would have done that to bring drinks and wait on the girls, you know, and how thoughtful you were. And I said...
I am the greatest.
I said to her, though, have you ever made chocolate chip cookies for your kids because you feel like eating cookies? It's kind of that thing.
Ah, yeah, see, yeah. I'm not that great.
Yeah.
I just wanted a chance to drink on Sunday night.
Why not? Why not?
All right, sweetie.
All right, goodbye, boo-boo.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
So that's it in a nutshell. That's my whole weekend.
Sounds like a full, robust weekend.
It was. Too much goddamn stuff happening.
Too much weekend.
Too much weekend.
Okay.
And, we got a break. But I do know that your band got together.
Yes, and we welcomed the newest associate to the family. The the extended crap family was welcomed somebody who's very close to this show also.
Another great asset.
Yes, sir.
To the crap family of music.
He seemed to enjoy himself.
Allie, we'll get that next. Listen, I think that if everybody was listening to the show on Friday, our last episode,
right,
we should have a winner for the Secret Sound right now.
Should.
Yes, we should. Anybody want to place a bet on it?
I will bet. But we're probably all still on the same page.
I think we're in agreement.
I'll bet that we won't get a winner.
No winner. Not this time.
No, not this time, pal.
I'll take your money. You know why? You know what, more than anything else? Why?
I think so.
Why? Because I've already forgotten.
Did you really already forget?
Yes, I have forgotten whether it's or this. I swear to God, I have.
I'll take any and all comers. I bet we do get a winner on Secret.
All right, I say we don't.
Okay, how much you want to bet?
$20.
You're on.
All right.
I don't have any money.
Well, I know where you live. Are you in or not?
Okay, $5.
$5. Buzz?
$10.
$10.
No winner.
Okay. Mike? Mike, what can I say?
I know.
What can I say?
Well, I think it's a good bet.
You're the only one that comes to play in these games.
Now, are they all betting on my side here? Yes. Are you the only one that's betting? I mean, have we chosen which side we want? I mean,
he's taking all of us on.
All right.
No. Mm-hmm. I'm betting with you, the radio listener.
So it costs you $35, but you'll have the pleasure of knowing that we have a winner.
So be the 100th caller now. For God's sakes, don't let me down.
Right.
Jesus Christ, we gave out the answer on the air last week.
We did. I mean, it's actually been out there. It's
877-365-3636. Be the 100th caller right now.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Country music sucks. All it does is take precious airspace away from shock DJs whose cruelty and profanity amuse us all.
Shut up, boy.
They invite prostitutes to join in. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
We sure do. All right. This contest got something on the line. We got money on it.
Right.
I'm betting on you.
Good.
The educated consumer. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Talking about the contest?
Yes, you're the 100th caller.
Oh, wow, thanks.
I might owe you guys money. What's your name, my friend?
The name is Logan, L-O-G-A-N.
Logan.
I feel confident, Don. I do. I swear to you, I think you're going to do well. I feel confidence for you.
I'm feeling bad. That's B-A-D.
We'll see what happens.
With Logan, L-O-G-A-N. Logan, you have won. Now, don't get too excited when I tell you you've won a TV.
All right.
Wow.
No, hold on.
What?
You want a 5.5-inch black and white personal TV.
A personal television.
Excellent. Courtesy of Graffiti Audio Video for the best names in audio and video, like Sony. I can't pronounce the Poke. What the hell's that?
Matsushita.
Nakamichi. Graffiti Audio Video has them at discount prices. Okay, Logan, L-O-G-A-N. Ready to go for the money?
Yes, sir.
Here we go. Secret sound. Number five, the final secret sound. We gave away the answer on Friday's episode.
Sure did.
You get it right, you name this common everyday sound, you win $500. You get it wrong, I have to pay these jokers $35.
All right. I won't let you down.
Please don't answer till Mike sings like
Warren Zevon.
And we wish you
Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is.
And I'm not going to say it, Mike. You wouldn't get it anyway.
Well, it's not the obvious Werewolves of London. Then it must be... Oh, crap.
And she rubs the pot roast all over... Excitable boy, he all said.
Yeah.
Oh, all over his chest. Were you close? Would you have gotten excitable boy?
Yes, I would. It took me a moment to think about it. That's the only other Warren Zevon song, right?
I think so. I think there might be one or two, but I mean, that's the one I just like. And that one wasn't that big a hit.
Listen, hold on. Let me get a symphony. If we do give away the money, it's courtesy Main Street Title. And now, no pressure, except money. Exchanging hands here in the studio. For $500. What is secret sound number five?
Would that be the closing of a Swiss Army knife?
Bingo.
Yeah, hold on, where's the side? Yes, there you go. That's right, you win the money. Pay up, oh ye suckers of little faith.
Suckers.
Pay up, oh.
Look at my wallet, I got it upstairs.
That's all right, Rob. That's all right.
Promptly
thank
paid.
You, Mike.
Promptly paid.
Thank you, Mike, thank you. Thank you, Buzz. And you, my friend, thank you. That's right. Let's hear that sound again. Thank Here it is. That is the, and again, for anybody in there, Logan, the sound is?
The closing of a Swiss knife.
Logan, you should thank the caller on Friday's show because I would you have gotten it without his help?
Absolutely not.
Yeah. It is a Swiss Army knife being closed. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the thing that... Snapping it back inside.
Great sound. Oh, and Rob's got it here. We're going to get a live sound.
This is actually the knife.
Man, that is good. I like that, Rob. I like a live example because, I mean, it was...
They don't always travel, but I thought it might be nice to have it here.
Let's do it one more time. They play the tape. Here's the tape. And here's the actual sound.
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a different recording, but, I mean, it's amazingly
better
close.
Better in here than
the first time
road.
It sounded a lot closer.
Yeah. All right, well, Logan, congratulations. $500 for you. And we are done with the secret sound now.
Wow.
Let's get the secret
sound.
Nice round of applause. We're going to retire it for a while. We'll come up with something else. Logan, thank you, my friend.
No, thank you.
Thank you. Buzz, thank you.
Certainly.
Mike, thank you.
Thank you, Don.
Thank you.
That's right. Rob, you owe me $5.
Got it. I want to say thanks to the listeners.
Let me just say, for the record, let all you folks listening know, I always bet on you.
He does, and we fight him, and he always comes through because he believes in the listening audience.
Right. And, you know, as often as we may argue, you and I, daily, you know, don't trust them, Don. Don't have faith in them, Don.
They're our friends.
And you say they're our friends.
They're more than friends. They're family.
You know, and I'll just be up there.
I'll bet on them.
I'll be cussing and saying, don't. They'll let you down every time. And
they
then you
never
say,
let
them. That's the time Don really got mad at him. They'll let you down every time. That's when he just does it.
Hey. Hey, hey,
stop it.
Hey,
stop it right now. They never let me down.
You're talking about my family here. And then what I do is I pull out a picture.
Right.
I actually pull out a picture of my real family.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah. And he shows me the picture and he says, it's not just this family.
No. It's the whole family.
If I could put 6 million faces into this frame, that's what it would be.
Your listeners are bacon. And they make a commitment to this show. They're not eggs.
They're not eggs making just a contribution.
Right. He does the whole thing with a picture. That's another line wandism that I've got to share with you. Another one of his selling techniques.
He's done another one for you personally?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
That, well, you know what?
I know. I heard this. You told me about this.
Yeah. I don't know if I'm giving away all of his secrets.
He might hate it if you're doing that, if you're giving away his trade secrets.
All right, let me call him.
He got all these out of a book, though, didn't he?
Well, I don't know. This one might be one he made up, Buzz.
Might have been a seminar, Buzz. Yeah.
Hey, Alan.
Hey, Alan. It's Don and Mike.
Hey, guys.
Hi, Alan.
Hi, Alan.
Hey, listen. How many of your sales secrets do you care if I give away on the air?
Only the ones that make us money.
Okay, what about... Now, of course, I discussed the meeting last week. But what about the one with the picture?
The one with the picture?
The picture of your family?
Yeah.
I've not told it, so I'm...
Yeah, you know, hang on to that one.
I do. Okay, all right.
That was a lock.
All right, gotcha.
Yeah, hang on to that one.
Okay, all right.
I didn't do that one in the meeting, did I?
No, you did that one at lunch with me.
All right. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Secret of a good salesman, never give anything away.
That's all right. Thank you, Alan.
Thank you. I appreciate the call.
All right.
He was lying.
Bye-bye. Now, that one, if we'd bet on that one, I would have won that bet.
Yeah, and I would have lost that.
Because there's no way of you. I know that you, and tell me if I'm right about this, you were trying to figure a way out to say what you were going to talk about without having to specifically mention it was his family.
But there's no way that you can.
But you can, absolutely.
And you were trying to help me when I
know. I would have loved to come. I would have jumped in.
You knew where I was going when I said I got a picture, and I hold up a picture of my family.
You know, the one, but it still wouldn't have worked because he would have processed it that way. I was going to say, it's the one where you use the photograph.
He still would have vetoed it. He's got way too, you know, let me call. Today's a great day around here because Ken's here.
Ken's in the building.
All right.
Which means that Alan's panties are in a wad, of course. The management team at WJFK in Washington, D.C.
Hello.
Ken.
Hey, there he is. He's on the speakerphone, ladies
and gentlemen. It's Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Listen, just wondering, how many of Alan's sales secrets do you know?
Sales secrets?
Well, you know, like...
presentations.
Yeah, his pitches.
You know, he likes to have meetings and do different stuff. Have you been privy to some of these wonderful stage shows?
Oh, no.
For instance, are you aware, do you know the lore of the story of the biggest ass on the fence?
Yeah, I've heard the biggest ass on the fence.
Have you heard the one about the pig?
Bacon and eggs.
The bacon and eggs one where the, eggs, they make a contribution, but the pig made a commitment.
No.
Oh, ask about that.
That's a new one.
They're all part of the fabled line one gimmick.
Do you know the one about mess with the bull?
No.
And you get the horns?
Yeah.
No. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
That's pretty. Boy, that's an original.
Yeah, that one.
Do you know the one about the picture of his family?
What was the one about the pig and the.
It's
pig and an egg?
You know, nobody in the meeting the other day really got it until later when we figured it out.
First of all, I told him that he lost all the Jews in the meeting because they don't eat, you know, they're kosher. They don't eat bacon in the morning. He said when you had your breakfast today, you had bacon and eggs.
And the eggs represent
a contribution.
A contribution, because the chicken laid the egg for that. But the bacon, you know, the pig died for the meal, so that was a commitment.
He had props. He had a rubber egg, mm-hmm. and he had a little wooden pig that he actually held up.
And we finally deciphered, Ken, that it would be really, in a nutshell,
no, wait a minute.
Lay down your life for the radio station.
Uh-huh. Be a pig, not an egg.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. A pig, not a chicken.
Oh, a chicken. I'm sorry.
Right.
He had a pig and a chicken?
Egg. Well, no, he had a rubber egg to signify the chicken, and he had a little toy pig.
Don't feel bad. Everybody got lost on this one.
Yeah, but nobody had it explained better than
you.
Ken
explained it to me.
Right. Okay.
Well, so, can I ask you? What are you, a chicken or an egg? What is it, an egg or
a chicken? See? Or a pig?
See, everybody gets confused.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen.
I think we all agreed that we were chickens here.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And, you know, we love this place, but none of us...
we're not going to die.
Exactly.
Okay, and the other question...
What was that last one? Wait a minute. I just wanted to hear that last one before I go.
Well, no, I got something else for you. I'll have to tell you in person about the picture. I was just wondering if you've ever heard his spiel that involves a photograph.
No.
Right.
The one on his wall with him and Joe Frazier or Muhammad Ali?
A different one than that.
Yeah.
Although that is a mighty funny picture because it's Alan and Joe Frazier, and Joe Frazier's like got his hand,
right,
you know, all balled up into a fist.
He's into the boxing. Alan is very into the boxing.
Ah.
He got his hand balled up into a fist, and Alan looks terrified at this picture, like Joe Frazier's going to hit him. Ken, no, the reason I'm calling you is to ask, when are Mike and I going live in New York?
How you doing, Ken?
You know, I was thinking of how many rumors were circulating around today, and I forgot you guys.
Yeah, well, no.
Yeah, we just sit over here quietly.
Newsday called today. They wanted to know when we go on live in New York.
Really? What did you tell them?
I told them to call you.
Oh, okay. Got it.
Got it.
I've heard that tone before.
Okay.
We have come up against the wall.
But you know that we are fine where we are. We think that you should. Why don't you just sign Opie and Anthony to their contract?
Well, I'm trying to.
Well, how tough is it? Why don't you just sign it?
Why didn't I just sign yours, you know? It's not you or them, you know. It's their representation that's, you know. It's not as easy as that.
Mm. All right. Well, I think that most of the people on WNEW would appreciate an update on what's going on. Can you tell me, do you think Opie and Anthony are chicken or pigs? Because we've already said we're chickens. We're not willing.
We're chickens. We would not lay down our lives.
We're not willing to die for this place.
I don't know.
Are your arms folded right now? I guess it could be because you're holding the phone up. Yeah, one of them is.
So they're like I'm holding them out like little chicken wings.
Ken's in a yoga position right now.
Yeah. Frankly, I think, and I told this to Opie when I saw him a couple of weeks ago, that Ken is going to end up signing them to their deal, and it's going to be okay. And I just wish that you'd do it, because now it's starting to get sloppy. It's starting to grow hair now. Yeah, I mean, really.
So we thought we'd just check in.
Well, you know.
Well, you know.
Well, you know. So would that be your official quote on this?
You can quote me.
Well, you know.
All right.
Well, you know. Kent's used that in his seminar.
Yeah.
And Ken actually does have a seminar. The School of General Managers.
Oh, no, he's got the, what's that fake tape we made that one time?
It's the Ken Stevens
Ken Stevens
school.
Management School.
Management School. Have you ever heard that, Ken?
No.
You've never heard this?
Here it is. Listen to this.
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar is now available through audio tape.
No, I don't know what to say.
Successful radio management doesn't happen by accident. It happens with solid training.
I mean, I forgot to tell you that I was taking you up on what I thought was the agreement. No.
With Ken's tapes, you'll develop skills in crisis management.
Because that's why I asked you in the first place.
Enhanced memory skills.
I don't remember, but that is certainly possible.
And the all-important art of decision-making.
Can I think about it?
The Ken Stevens Management Seminar. Get yours today.
Is it Monday?
And start managing.
You've never heard that before?
No.
We've only had it for like 2 years.
Right.
That's what we were arguing with you about the station in Baltimore, I think.
Okay, well, I think what we've discerned today is that, well, we certainly know that we are not going on live on WNEW. Correct?
Well, you know.
There's the quote again. There's his quote again. All right, so that's all we're going to get out of Ken today.
All right, Ken. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There he is, everybody.
I tell you to work it, not jerk it.
Ken Stevens.
Wow. You know, always an adventure talking to that man.
My gut feeling is that that he will acquiesce and he'll sign the contract for ONA. I really don't know why they're dicking him around like that.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, we've been there.
Yeah, I know.
You think he's been drinking today?
Maybe, could be.
Oh, yeah. You think he's been drinking? Is that why you wrote a note? Is Ken sleepy today?
Maybe it was me, but didn't he sound a little sleepier than normal?
I heard a rumor he spent the weekend with Magic Christian.
No kidding.
Yeah. Listening to radio backwards.
And other things.
We listen to it backwards.
Oh, yeah. I just think it's fascinating with the calls.
Another call.
Backwards.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, hey, and our tribute from Kansas, Buzzy, how are you?
Hey, hi.
Hey, buddy. Hey, Mike, I got to ask you this. You know,
Cupcake.
These secret sounds that you guys have.
Yes, you're asking me. Why are you asking me about that? It's not that I have nothing to do with it.
Who?
She likes you. Mm-hmm. Well, go ahead, ma'am.
These secret sounds that you guys come up with, how can they possibly be an everyday occurrence?
Yeah, Mike, all right. Why don't you answer that, Mike?
I will. I'd be very...
Army knife?
Now, hold on just a second. I'd be very happy to answer that question.
Came up
with the secret sound concept. I said to myself when I was going through the thought process, how can I make this contest easy, first and foremost, easy for the listeners to win? And I said, let's not get off on some obscure sound. Let's get something that's an everyday sound that you would recognize as soon as you heard it. And let's make the sounds be clear and easy to hear.
Correct.
That's the important thing. Mm. And then the rest followed, and that's why we've had so many wonderful winners in this contest.
The thing is, That's probably it. The title company doesn't want to give up off of that great big $500 in order for you to guess the everyday sound.
She sounds bitter.
Sound.
Hey, listen, Miss Lung Cancer, 2001.
The lung cancer part doesn't matter. The part is you need to come up with something like a staple gun or a hammer or something like that.
Hey, listen, you useless old broad.
That you're listening.
Hey, hello there.
To
hello, dried up vagina. Hello.
Go ahead.
Are you there?
Go ahead.
All right, first off, it's a contest.
So?
Well, what that means in a contest is that everyone gets a chance to win.
Well, you already have to go through being the 100th caller. Isn't
right.
Anxiety enough?
No.
No, it's not.
Hey, bud, what's your problem?
You know what might be a good secret sound
for
her?
What the problem is that I keep hearing everyone answering it at one way, which you would probably expect it to be, then it comes way from on the moon.
Can I tell you something, ma'am?
Of a Swiss Army knife.
Ma'am, can I tell you something?
Maybe.
I love you.
That doesn't matter.
Oh.
Make the game so that people can figure out what's going on.
I understand what you're saying is you want to make it as easy.
You had to give away the answer. Just like you said, I had to give away the answer. Maybe they do get it.
Ma'am, can I tell you something?
Maybe.
I hate you.
I don't care. That's beside the point. You don't like anybody.
Would you shut up?
You don't like anybody. Neither one of you like anybody. Buzzy likes people. Neither one of you likes anybody. Okay? So that's not...
You know who likes you? Your doctor.
And whatever. You're not the doctor.
No, I say your doctor likes you, though.
Contest player.
I just think you're bitter, Jack.
You're bitter, very bitter.
Don't be.
You're fooling the public. You're lying.
We are not fooling the public, you old dried up bitch.
It's not a common everyday.
Come on, this show. Talk.
Sure it is.
Listen, it might not be in your house, but it is in my house, you old bitch.
Oh, closing Swiss Army knife?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
Hey, honey. Honey, you ever give the thought that maybe you're giving too much thought to a stupid radio contest?
Well.
Just a game. It's a game. It's just like the game of life. It should be played with gusto and joy. And joie de vivre.
Okay. Well, since I said that calmed me down a lot.
That calmed you down a lot?
I feel a lot better.
Good.
About you guys and Mike's game.
Yeah, Mike.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Oh, it's your fault.
I can't please everyone.
Is that from a college degree?
Hey, now listen to me. My 8 years at American University was filled with a great deal of joy, and I'm not gonna sit here and let you diminish it.
I'm not trying to diminish it. I'm trying to make sure that it really was 8 years, and it should have been maybe 10 years since you come up with these wild games.
You know, you're a very, very unpleasant woman.
How about this for a new secret sound? Your two old knees clapping together.
Well, they probably do.
How about this for a secret sound?
They probably do, but I'm as old as you.
How about this for a secret sound? A shovel.
Don't talk about
it. A shovel. Digging your grave.
My hair ain't falling out the back of my head.
What's wrong with ye? You
know? Okay, and that has nothing to do with the game.
Hey, listen to me.
Oh, Mike.
What have I done?
In charge of this game.
What have I done?
Needs to straighten it out.
All right, listen, hold on. I want to tell you a couple of things. First, you are without a doubt the dumbest bitch I have ever talked to on the radio.
You know what? You'll talk to some more. I don't have any doubt about it.
No, listen to me, you old dried up hag.
You'll talk to some more. And
listen, bitch. Hey, bitch. Bitch, okay? Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me, and I'm going to give you a carton of cigarettes, okay?
Well, you don't have to. You don't have to.
Now, I'm going
to
send you a nice...
One, it's too hard to win $500 to get them, okay? It's too hard.
Listen, so, bitch. First off...
Whatever, you'll talk to some more of those, too.
Hey, bitch, listen to me, please.
Train like I do.
Hey, old bitch.
Get something done.
Old bitch, you're soon going to be dead of lung cancer. Listen to me now.
It doesn't matter. That's not part of the contest.
Listen.
Perhaps it should be.
First, let me tell you how many things you're wrong about. You're wrong about... The actual format of the contest. The contest is made not to have lots of winners, but to get people participating in the show. We give away crap all the time. Okay? Number two, dear Lady Polyp. Number two.
Oh, boy.
And I do mean number two for you. You're number two to me.
Well, you know,
how dare you,
talk to some more.
How dare you yell at Mike?
Well,
Mike has nothing to do with this contest.
He's
a liar.
Oh, he doesn't?
No, he doesn't. Right.
Well, then I sure wouldn't put that all back on you. I gave you credit, more credit than that.
What? Well, put it on me, old bitch. It's my contest.
Hey, it's on you then. Sorry, Mike. It's on that old ball-headed butt that's sitting right there by you.
Wow. Wow.
Honey, when's the last time you had some penicillin?
Hey, that ain't part of the conversation either.
Ma'am, I should say one thing. I should say something to you that I, like the listeners, though... Love the contest and love its degree of difficulty. If it was easy, it wouldn't be any fun.
Let me guess. You're probably challenged. You're probably challenged by the Regis Philbin trivia question every day, right?
I don't even look at TV. I just listen to this great radio station, Don and Mike.
Do you do the crossword puzzle? Do you do the crossword puzzle in People magazine?
I don't take People magazine.
No, TV Guide is TV Guide.
Is that part of the contest?
People's pretty easy too, but TV Guide is
the contest. Or are you just giving away 5-inch black and white TVs if you win?
Listen, bitch, what is your problem?
Why so bitter?
Why so bitter?
Yes.
Because it's you're saying it's a common everyday sound, and it's not.
Lady, hey.
Why don't you just say,
fellow
hey,
Kansan,
we found a sound out there up my behind.
Lady.
And here it is. Guess it.
Oh, nice
don't
lady.
It's a common
hey, listen.
Sound.
Hey, listen. Lung cancer. Buzz is trying to talk to you.
I have
a Swiss Army knife on me. For me, it is an everyday sound. And for a lot of people, $500 is a lot of money. And a lot of people wouldn't mind having a pocket TV.
When you sweep out your kitchen, is it easier because your broom flies?
My broom flies. Is that part of the contest?
I don't know.
You win when
just
you get the magic sound.
Which is blacker at the end of the day, your underpants or your lungs?
Well, it probably isn't the back of your head because all your hair is falling out, huh?
Listen, you old dried up
bitch. Hey, you can call it what you want it. The contest is still not what it's supposed to be, and it doesn't matter.
What is it? What is it supposed to be? What
the scene?
What is it?
No matter who is the
scene,
no matter who is anything, it's a lie.
How is it a lie? How is the contest a lie?
Because it's not a common everyday sound for a common everyday person.
Okay, let's look here in the room. I have a Swiss Army knife, mm-hmm. which I use every day. Buzz has one, which he uses every day. Rob has one, which he uses every day. Mike does not.
What are you doing?
How do you know?
What are you doing? Picking your nails with it? That's the same. What do you? Who?
Sometimes.
Army knife.
Hey, bitch.
Do you have one?
No.
Listen, if you must know, yes, mine does have a nail clipper on it. Mine also has a cigar cutter on it. I do use it to open mail. I do use it as a screwdriver.
You know, even though we're arguing like this here, I am getting something through the phone. I bet, and this is just a guess, but I bet you're very pretty. Would I be accurate?
What? This is not a beauty contest either. This is a contest of strange names that go along with the fact that it's supposed to be a common everyday
name. Are you saying you're not pretty?
I'm saying that ain't got anything to do with it.
Were you disfigured by someone using a Swiss Army knife?
Well, you know,
Ma'am, listen.
Swiss Army knives have nothing to do with it either.
Listen, you know what?
Subject because honey, you want to avoid it.
Honey, I don't want to avoid it. I think some of our listeners would like to speak to you, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let's hear from your peers.
Why?
Your family listeners.
It's
important that you get a perspective.
Why?
Hello? Well, because you don't have a perspective.
Hello, you're on the air with this lady.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
I've listened to you forever, and I love you. And I just wanted to say, has this woman ever tried to play something like the lottery that, you know, if she can't get a simple contest?
Well, maybe she can answer you.
Why don't you answer that? Have you ever played the lottery?
I have. Yes, I have.
Well, that's an interesting point.
Shot. That is a long shot, but they're not lying about it. If there's 21 million, you win 21 million.
Hold on. If they say they're giving away 21 million, not everyone wins 21 million. We say we're giving away $500. Somebody won $500.
If a bowling team in upstate New York wins you know, you have to split that $21 million.
They win the $500 because they're the 100th caller. They win the $500 if they guess the secret sound.
Correct.
Yeah, right.
There you go. You've grasped the concept.
Yeah, right. If they just are the 100th caller, is that when he won the TV?
Yes. Are you aware of the fact that the secret sound contest won an award?
On whose show?
On this show, for being our best contest ever.
Mm-hmm. Best, and that was the award. That's what it said on the inscription. Best contest ever.
Well, I'll tell you what the good part about it is.
What?
Since there is one good thing, everybody in the country can participate.
That's right, my love.
So there's
the
that.
Contest versus you having the other gigs up at the radio station. So that is the good part about
it. Hold on.
But
you know what? You're so popular.
Pretend.
More listeners want to talk to you.
Why?
Hello, you're on the air with this lady.
Hi, is this me?
Yeah.
I know you hate it when people say that. I don't know if it's Selma or Patty Simpson on the other line. if everyone wins, isn't that welfare?
Right.
Maybe she thinks this is just another check in the mail
and
for her.
Thank you for politicizing this discussion.
Thank you.
I would like to point out that I was the first caller from the town.
Wait, one at a time. What was that, Lady Slim Jim?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
We're giving a hand up, not a hand out.
You're 18 through 49 males sitting there looking like, what's his name, on Married with Children. Sitting up there on the couch looking like Married with Children.
Al Bundy!
Yeah, that's him. That's who just called, Al Bundy.
All right, hold on. I got another person.
Why? I don't want to talk to him.
Hello, Don and Mike. Hello.
That's her bus route started.
Why? What? Hello.
Hi, how are you today?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
I just like to tell this poor little decrepit lady, my husband and I own a business in Virginia, and we're one of your new sponsors. We love Don and Mike. You're a dried-up, nasty old bitch, and I hope you never win a contest when they're giving away my stuff, because I don't want to send anything to you.
All right.
You are nasty. You need to get over yourself, change the station.
Why don't you shut up and get off the phone, miss?
Shut up and get off the phone. I am one of the people that works
for you guys. You don't have anything to do with me, and I could care less about you.
I provide one of the prizes for
Don and Mike, and when you talk about Tribble, look at your mom, and that's how you will be.
Oh, what a business lady is. Would you like to give your business a plug, ma'am?
VirginiaGiftBasket.com. Buzz, you did a great job on our commercial. We love you guys.
Well, I love them, too.
That ain't sure this
game. Oh, yeah, you sound like
she will send
I love them best. The
yeah,
game
you sound
is
like
right.
You dumb bitch. Let me get someone else on the line.
I don't want to talk to anybody
too bad.
Else.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
You know, some people make a contribution to stupidity.
This dumb bitch makes commitment.
Okay.
Oh, they're just so enlightening.
Yeah, they're
not even on the subject of the contest. I guess everybody agrees with it but me. Everybody
all right, hold on. Let me take some more calls. Let's see if anyone supports you. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hello,
you're on the air.
Can I bum a marble light from her?
Now that was very
hello.
Cruel.
I didn't even hear.
Well, Rob, you know what I don't understand is Rob hasn't said anything to this woman.
John and Mike, save it for the end.
Okay. John, Mike, buzz.
Let your listeners talk about something.
Grandma, okay. Hey.
You'll be on another.
Hold on, your grandson is on the phone.
You you pay money to play the lottery, right? That's one in 15 million of a chance. Here's a free chance to play a game, and your odds are better. These guys have 6 million listeners. Your odds are better to play this game. So why are you complaining?
Because it isn't an everyday sound. You don't get it.
It is.
I don't care about the game. Yes, it's a good game. Yes, everybody gets to play it. Yes, you get a good chance to win.
Honey,
get in.
You know what? What do I have to do? Call them.
It says.
Honey, do you know how many Swiss Army knives are sold every year?
No, give me the statistics on that,
Pandora.
Please.
Just a question.
You sound like
you live in the hills.
All right, hold on a second. What, Robbie?
Andora, what is, in your definition, an everyday sound?
What? Oh, okay. An everyday sound.
I think I can duplicate it for you right now, Rob.
A lid.
Now, be nice to this nice lady.
I'm sorry.
Plucking an ingrown vaginal hair.
Ingrown hair.
Hey, when you're talking, you don't hear me, okay? You ask me the question, right?
Because you just prattle on
okay.
all the time.
Okay.
All right, what's an everyday sound there?
Everyday sound could be putting a lid on a pot. Let's see.
How about a cauldron?
Closing the door.
How about closing a casket?
Say, flushing the stool, as you guys do so many times.
Flushing the stool.
Is that how you refer to it when you go number
whatever.
Two?
Whatever. You know, it is a stool. What do you refer to it to? As a
Edgar,
is that where
I'm
you go?
Going to flush my stool.
Hold on, I got more people want to talk to you.
I don't want to talk to you.
Hello, you're on the air with this bitch.
Don, Mike.
Yeah.
Buddy.
Hey, hi.
Hey, two things. I first think that you should show this big, stupid C to let her prove herself wrong by finding something is so every day in your office right there and let her try to guess what it is.
Well,
and the second thing, in the words of a great philosopher,
which you aren't,
I'd like to just say this.
Okay, well,
listen.
All right.
Everybody's
anyway,
on
nobody,
your side.
Nobody there gets the point, but then I know the listening audience, so I could understand
right.
why.
Right, they're all against you.
Game.
Hello, Don and Mike
Isn't,
Show.
I don't want to be with them.
Hello.
To thank Miss Kansas.
You'd like to thank Miss Kansas?
Yeah, for blowing the lid off this whole secret sound scam.
All right, well, she's right here with you, and she's looking for support.
Yes, I agree. I'm looking for support for what I call for.
Yes, okay, well,
all this other stuff is so...
If this is a support caller, why don't you let him speak?
I would guess his most common sound would be a bit lighter.
Okay. Hello, Don and Mike.
A
show.
Common
mom
would be.
Mom, I told you you're not supposed to be calling for rehab. Mom, you know, I know you got into the habit again. Mom, please go back to bed. The nurse will be there in a few minutes and everything will be fine.
Oh, boy. I'm enjoying myself too much.
Hello.
Why don't I just go ahead
Hello,
and,
Don and Mike
listen?
Hello.
Yes, baby.
Go ahead and talk to her.
This is Pete Johnson. Lick
oh,
the
good.
Duke. Wrinkle pimple ass.
Oh, my ear.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don, Mike. How's it
yeah.
going?
Okay.
Hey, I think y'all should give this woman a consolation prize of a Swiss Army knife so she can take it and slit her freaking wrist, a dumb bitch.
Oh, wow. What hostility.
Honey?
Oh, hold on. Did I lose her? Are you still there?
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here.
Hello.
You know,
Don and Mike Show.
Stop.
Don and Mike, my brothers.
Hi.
Hey, that's Joyce and the Elders.
What?
It's Jocelyn Elders.
Jocelyn Elders.
And Jocelyn. See, they don't care.
They're
talking about.
Now the bottom
Why don't I do this?
Jocelyn Elders.
The callers from deep in the barrel are serving.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Why don't I just listen?
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Don and Mike, I'm here to guess a new secret sound. It's the sound of cancer.
Oh, that's the sound of cancer. What do I win?
You are great. That's maybe the best call we've had.
Was it? You can't come up with anything better than that. You can't come up with anything
Is that the new
better
sound?
I'm just the sound of the thing that I'm calling about.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don, stop.
This is an easy one.
Stop, Don.
Okay, go.
This is an easy one, lady. It's an IQ test. If you don't have a knife in the house, you really shouldn't be playing the game.
If you don't have what?
I'd support it with a nice large jockstrap.
Bless his heart.
Middle barrel color.
Don and Mike show.
Yeah, boy.
Y'all guys giving away a date with this woman?
You know.
Are you single, ma'am?
Only if you're a mortician.
I could hear this over the radio. I don't have to listen on the phone to hear your inquirers.
Are you single, ma'am?
No, I'm not single.
I have cigarettes.
And a cigarette is for what?
Hey, is the lucky man coming home anytime soon?
Don.
Yeah, oh, hello, Don, Mike show.
Come on, buddy.
Yeah, yeah.
So this lady's crazy. So what?
So what?
Crazy because I'm calling in and wondering why there aren't common everyday sounds. Is that crazy or is that just being a question?
You dumb bitch. Hold on.
You'll talk to some dumber ones.
Find me the...
Please.
No, I'm not. You're the dumbest.
You'll talk to...
Find me the number of Swiss Army knife.
Okay.
And we were going to call and find out how many are sold.
The Mr. Esmeralda or Endora. Where's Mr. Endora right now? Is he down by the woodshed?
He's wherever you want to put him, Mike.
Wait, is he passed away?
He's wherever you want to put him, sweetie.
Hello. Is he passed away?
No.
Don and Mike show.
No. Don and Grandma?
Hello?
Grandma, give me 4 cartons of cigarettes to just hang up.
Hello, Donna. You
know, what cigarettes have to do with anything?
Hello.
What is that?
Hello.
Is this something to play on? Or
I don't know.
Hello, you're on the air. Our guest today is Joe Camel. Go ahead.
Jane.
The Marlboro woman.
Jane Camel.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Hook her up with Tom.
Tom Gavin.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Hello.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hey.
Hello.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I was just calling. I had a date with this bitch the other night. She only smokes 4 packs a day.
All right, thank you.
Okay, well, you know, Don and Mike, this has been a lot of fun. And I never did really get my question answered. Buzz did try to help me with the, you know, just kind of, you know, people do win. People do call in. People do win. And that's all fine and good. But just... say the right thing, you know, just say each time if it's a common everyday thing or if it's not.
Bitch, listen, bitch. Three out of the 4 people in this room own Swiss Army knives and use them every day. 75% of the people.
You can say 4 out of 4 own one. I own one also? I have one at home. A common everyday household sound.
I have two.
What would you say to that? We all own
them. Wait a minute, though. Here's the kicker. I've got one, too. But I don't know the everyday sound.
Hey, hold on. You own one.
I own one, too, but it's not an everyday sound, Mike. That's what I'm trying to get through.
Yes, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
You are such a stupid bitch.
You'll talk to stupider ones. I'm trying to get the point across that regardless of if you got one or not, who's going to go and just say, oh, let me see if this is the sound. Let me click.
Hold on. So what you're saying is everyone right now in this room and you owns a Swiss Army knife, yet it's not considered an everyday sound. Do you own a can opener?
Yes.
I think you're misinterpreting the concept of everyday sound. Just because we call it an everyday sound, we are not saying that it is a sound that you would necessarily hear every day of the year. It is when we say every day, we're speaking in terms of a common sound.
Ordinary. Because most people
own a Swiss Army knife.
Oh.
We've had many secret sounds that you would hear on occasion that would be considered everyday sounds, but you wouldn't necessarily hear them every single day of the year.
But I understand in your nicotine-filled brain, you hear every day.
The pee-filled brains are the ones that are calling in.
Okay, you asked for it. You asked for it. Hello, Don and Mike.
You were going...
Yes, I'm on?
Yeah.
I want to apologize on behalf of Kansas.
On behalf of Kansas, where are you?
Lady.
All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Don and Mike.
She should be
fan of the Bay Area. I think I remember this lady.
She should be.
She was the prostitute in the movie Barfly. I can follow pace better than anybody around.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello,
Mike.
Andy Warhol.
Donnie Mike.
Hold on. This is Andy Warhol?
This is Andy Warhol. I'm way up there.
Yeah.
My friend Marshall McLuhan and I have been on the clock, and we just wanted to let you know the 15 minutes is up like a long time ago.
All right.
I agree.
Wow.
I agree.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Hello, Andy. Oh, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don and Mike, how you doing?
Hi, great, thank you.
Here
every day. P-Bag Dave from College Park, and I got something for the Marlboro lady. Guess what this sound is? Do you know what that is?
What?
That's me teabagging her. Would you like that? I'll teabag you and then I'll light a cigarette right before you're done. I'll tell you when you're done.
You know, Mike, Don and Mike, you're getting your best ratings right now. At my expense. That's okay.
Sounds like you got sandpaper on the sides of your throat there. What's going on?
That's okay. The cigarette, all of that, that's just...
Hello, understanding.
Because...
Everything you say,
the actual,
you say out of love.
Don and Mike show.
Is written for that.
Hello.
Hello.
You're on the air.
I hate this contest. I've been playing it for 4 years. The clues don't work. I hate this contest. I've been playing it for 4 years. The clues don't work.
Gotcha.
That's a supporter, right, Don? There's a supporter.
You stupid bitch. You don't even realize that guy was goofing on an HBO documentary.
You have talked to stupider ones.
No, you're the dumbest. Hello.
Leave that.
Hello. Hi, yeah, Don and Mike.
Don,
yeah.
I just want to know, how many other contests does she know of where you can win a prize for having the wrong answer? You get a prize no matter what.
That's right. Anybody that calls in, if you're the right caller, you get a prize. Right.
That's right.
I don't doubt that. That's not the issue. Yes, you do. It's great. You get a prize for being the 100th caller. After you scramble to do that, sure. You deserve a prize for being the 100th caller. My confusion was the everyday sound thing.
Honey, and again, you're taking it literally. Buzz, where's your dictionary?
And they've told me. Mike has told me about it. You know,
I have.
Understood.
And I know you, and I have a special relationship with this woman, and I know that her confusion only really began when the house fell down and killed her sister.
You're really the one that keeps your Marlboro smoking folks calling in. I could have concluded this a long time ago.
Well, why don't you? But hold on. First, let Buzz look up the word every day in his dictionary for you.
Every day. Encountered or used routinely. Also, ordinary.
Ordinary. There you go.
Thank you.
That's it. And, you know, really, I just want you to know, ma'am, you're special.
Well, I appreciate that, Mike. I really do.
She finally knew who was talking to her.
Okay?
That's it. I do mean it.
And I, yeah. Okay, well, good. I'll go back to just listening. And you can go ahead and have your callers give you some
thank you.
Black on it.
That's all right. We're done with you. I just want everyone who's enjoyed this segment today, please make a donation to the American Lung Association.
Yes,
very good.
Do that in my name.
In this woman's name.
My name.
And what is your first name?
My name is Jane Doe.
So it makes me think real hard about what I'm going to do during the commercial break. I really think that I might want to give up that little occupation that I do out in
public. Oh, going out and sneaking a smoke?
Yeah, makes me feel totally different about that.
Good. You'll stop.
Jane C. Doe.
Good.
All right, Jane.
All right. Thanks, buddy.
Bye.
Bye.
Go butter your toast with some phlegm.
Oh. Bye-bye. There she goes. You're on hold with the Swiss Army Knife people now?
I think I might be getting a caller, an operator right now.
Does it matter right now?
No, right now. No,
it doesn't.
Hold on. Is this Swiss Army? Hi, can you take a moment to go on the air with the Don and Mike radio show? We have a question about your fine product.
Well, we love it.
We do love it, but we do have a question. Can you hold on for me? We're on the Don and Mike radio show, and we want to ask... Okay, yeah. Here's the question. Let's keep it easy. Yeah. How many Swiss Army knives do you sell in a year?
Ding, 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 ding.
Hello? I think she went screaming down the hall.
As long as I can remember, the Swiss have been effing us.
Ma'am?
No.
No, but she didn't hang up.
No, what she said to you was,
I don't remember.
Who is this?
Who is it? Who are you?
Knives, Jack.
Corkscrews, Jack.
Talking.
Tweezers.
In this day and age, you can't even buy a knife.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Knife.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, you're on the air.
How you doing, fat boy?
Hey, how you doing, douchebag?
Listen, I got to agree. I mean, everybody called the Buster Chaps, but all the secret sounds, not only do they sound the same, and anybody that says otherwise is an idiot, but what like a three-ring binder? That's a common everyday sound.
You know, after all that with that woman, aren't you a little late to the party?
I am always late to the
party.
I
mean, it's very unoriginal, and it's like we've been there, and it was just a wonderful little segment, and then a guy like you rolls around, and you're late to the party. You're not original.
Dum-dum, it's a contest.
I am not. I understand that, but a lot of people win the secret sound strictly because of the clues that you guys...
Right, because at the end, that's the whole point. Why are you taking it so freaking seriously?
I am not, but I'm telling you, you want a common everyday sound. How about
your wife's headboard hitting the back as I bang her endlessly?
How about a cellular phone hanging up? How about a telephone hanging up?
All right, go ahead, big man. See, you don't have the guts.
Everyday, ordinary sound.
How about this sound? I love having my mouth full of your love while my husband's at work.
Her voice is definitely to be desired, but she didn't present herself right. But all your...
No, I was talking about your wife.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic, but I'm not married.
Shocker. Your girlfriend.
Oh, no.
Oh, okay. All right, well, we'll go with that.
I doubt it.
Anyway, all right, listen, eat up.
Eat up?
Yeah, you guys are fat, aren't you?
Yeah, I'll start by eating your girlfriend.
No!
Aren't you two guys big and fat?
You know, the only girlfriend he has lots of jewelry, though, on his hand.
Yes, she does. All right, listen, I'll be the better man. Goodbye.
All right, yeah, you're good. Yeah, take the high road.
Good luck with that.
Take the high road, because you're the better man. You showed us.
Mr. Original.
Yes, I will hang up because...
How about, yeah, go hang up and try to come up with an original call.
You guys will...
I mean, really try to come up with an original call.
After we argued with that lady for a half hour.
And you, Johnny Copycat, who can't stand it.
We can't stand that somebody else is calling in
and somebody else has something that somebody we argue with. You can't tolerate it. You have to pile on.
And your only comeback is when you guys are fat. Well, I tell you what, Mr. GQ, why don't you come down here and let us take a good look at you, see how scary handsome you are.
You have to pay for my airplane ride, my friend, because I'm too far away.
First off, I'm not your friend. Send us a picture.
Okay. We can do that.
Yeah, he's going over to get his scissors right now to cut the picture out of the magazine.
Right. I bet you're no Fabio.
Oh, definitely not.
All right, well, send us a picture so we can make fun of you.
Definitely not. Okay.
Johnny Unoriginal.
Right, my friend.
All right, my friend.
I thought you said you were going to be the bigger man and end this.
Yes, I am. Have a great day.
Worst crime, in my humble opinion, the worst crime.
The copycat caller.
The worst crime. I have the least respect for those people. Anybody that calls this show, it's the people that pile on after the fact because, like, it must be my turn now.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello?
Hello?
It should be limited to everyday listeners. She's obviously out of your class. She should be calling National Public Radio for the fundraiser.
No, you won't hear her on NPR.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good late afternoon to ye.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, was that last guy Sipowicz? Number one, that's exactly what he sounded like. Number two, I'm telling you, you're phlegm fatale. Just you keep it on was amazing, and you guys are the best.
Thank you. Phlegm fatale. I like that.
Not in my show.
Not in my.
Yeah.
You didn't recognize the voice, did you?
No.
That was Mad Dog from Survivor. She should have known what that was.
Barbara Hershey.
No, not
Barbara Hershey. What's her name?
Marilyn Hershey. Marilyn Hershey.
Yeah. Right. Now, Rob, here we go. I've been taking these calls. You ever get an answer?
Could you hold on, please? Thank you. That's somebody in Swiss Army there.
Great. Hello, is this a Swiss Army knife?
Oh. Yeah.
They're going to try to put it through the president.
The president of the Swiss Army knife?
Yeah, because the salesman wasn't at his desk.
Well, this will be on the... Yes, hello, you're on the air. This is the Don and Mike radio show. Listen, we were just wondering, how many Swiss Army knives do you sell in a year?
Oh, good God.
Jesus Christ.
That was worth the wait.
Yeah, there you go.
Thanks.
It's only a half hour of free advertising for the stupid knife.
And that's the third time I've tried to get through. I don't understand how such an organized people could run such a bad company.
Let's cut through all the crap here. Yeah. They're selling weapons.
All right.
I mean, technically, they're selling weapons. They're a little nervous.
Yeah. I stand by my.
And
statement.
They're neutral.
Mm-hmm. It is an everyday sound. We got a break. Oh, that's right. Don't get me going on the Swiss.
Right.
They're worse than the French. Christ, they let out the welcome mat. Come on in.
Sure.
Oh, what? He's killing people? We don't want anything to do with that.
Oh, but they're chocolate.
Die for. We will be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lake, the Don and Mike Show.
I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. Nothing works here. I hate this place. Nothing works here. The medications don't work. I've been here for 7 years. I hate this place.
Time for another spoof. So here's Don and Mike.
You know, we just heard from Don Yellen and Alice in our live spot there. Mm-hmm.
Yes, very lovely. Both of them lovely, big-boned women.
I just ran on JFK FM, and I believe that Don Yellen and April will be making an appearance on today's show.
Alice, not April.
Oh, excuse me, Don Yellen and Alice.
Right.
Calling somebody out of today's headline.
Oh, good.
I like April, though. Calling a newsmaker.
You want to be April?
Because I smell like an April rain shower.
And I'm Danielle. You know, though, this doesn't work without our tape. Hello, Danielle.
Hello, April.
How are you?
Well, I want to tell you something. I'm doing fine.
All right.
It's not easy being a big woman.
How do I know that, especially in summertime?
We had a delightful barbecue yesterday.
How was it?
Well,
what did you eat?
I had 14 chicken breasts.
Mm-hmm.
About 12 corn on the cob ears.
Oh, man.
And then I had some peach pie. And, oh, my God. As you can tell. It was a wonderful meal.
You know, all I ate all day yesterday, all day long, only one thing.
What was that, honey?
A big, giant bowl of creamed corn. But it was good. Oh, yeah. Oh, but my stomach was just a little bit upset at the end of the day. Not a sound I haven't heard before.
I woke up this morning, and there was half a chocolate layer cake that was left over from the barbecue yesterday. And I said, Danielle, don't do it. Don't do it. Mm-hmm. And then I thought, what the H double toothpicks? I ate the whole half a cake. And am I paying for it now?
Mm-hmm. You pay if you play, honey. It's the way it works. Like today at lunch, I wasn't even going to go out to lunch. But they said, come along and have a pulled pork sandwich.
That's
it.
Oh,
was it good?
I want to tell you, on my way in today, I stopped at Popeyes.
Did you? Oh, hot and spicy.
And I got some popcorn shrimp.
Oh, man. Did you try the etouffee? The etouffee is so rich. They make it with extra butter, you know. Nothing like that creamy butter.
But I had the Grand Slam skillet this morning at Denny's.
Oh, honey.
Oh, baby.
I'm a Bob Evans girl myself. Down on the farm, honey. Because they make their own sausage.
You're a pretty girl.
You're a prettier girl. Donya, you are so pretty.
Oh, no, you are prettier now. Honey, what is your name? Is it Alice or April?
It's April.
April.
It's April Alice.
I want you to meet a new friend of mine.
Okay, who do you have for us,
member
honey?
Member of the Big Woman Club.
Who's that?
I want you to say hi to Michelle.
Michelle.
Hi there, Michelle.
Hi, Danielle.
Oh, hi, Michelle.
Hi, April.
Hello. I've got to be a little lower on the register there.
Hello.
Try it again, Buzz. A little lower than that.
Hi, Danielle.
That's it. Oh. Now, what's your name? Your name
is... April. I'm Michelle.
Hey, Michelle, can I ask you a question, honey?
Sure, go
what's
ahead.
What's your favorite food?
Oh, I love the mashed potatoes.
Oh, Michelle.
I can do the whole bowl.
Yum, 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 yum.
Hey, look who just walked in the room.
Who's coming, honey?
It's Roberta.
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 How are you?
Hello, honey.
Hi, darling.
Hello.
How are you, darling?
What is your favorite food, Roberta?
I last night had no fewer than 3 ribeye steaks.
Yum, yum. Can we all say it together? Yum, yum. You know what, though?
What's that, honey?
Danielle?
Yes, April?
My stomach does not feel particularly strong today.
Nor does mine, darling.
I'm kind of feeling a little crampy.
Something you ate, maybe?
I think so.
What'd you have for supper last night?
Last night, I told you, big bowl of cream corn. I think it's what I had for breakfast today.
Oh, my God. Stand back, ladies.
I had a short stack.
Stand back. I got a short stack right
now. Oh, dear me.
You old ladies.
Are you feeling okay, honey?
No, my stomach is mightily upset.
I got an idea, honey. Why don't you do this? Take this cool cloth and put it on your forehead.
Thank you, darling.
Now, just relax and just breathe out deeply, okay?
Oh, I feel so much... so much better.
There you go, honey.
How you feeling, honey?
I still feel a little queasy. Maybe if I just ate this tiny, tiny little piece of chocolate, I'd feel good. Let me try it.
Why don't you do that?
Okay.
That might be...
Oh, it is so tasty. Tasty!
Yeah! You know what always makes...
Oh.
What, yeah?
You know what always makes me feel better?
What's that, Roberta, honey?
If I have a little workout, let me bend over and touch my toes.
Go ahead.
Do it, girl.
Go ahead, Roberta.
Do it, girl.
Oh, look at you. Look at you. Oh, Michelle, you want to try to touch your toes?
Oh, I don't know if I can.
Well, why don't you just try?
Okay.
Michelle, I want you to try to do the splits, honey.
Oh, that's go ahead. Go down.
I do the splits. Are you ready, honey?
Go down.
It's going to hurt.
Do it.
Okay, here I go.
Oh.
Oh, that's going to leave a mark.
Got time delay.
Yes, oh, Michelle.
Time machine.
All over that brand new love.
Oh, look at that. Beautiful sundress.
I love that outfit.
You
know, I really do.
You know, honey, it's been hot today. Do you mind if I do one last little thing here?
Anything for you. What is it, April?
I just want to adjust my pantyhose just this little bit, okay?
Give them a tug.
They're riding up on me. Let me pull it out just like so. Oh, that didn't work. Just a little bit more. Just there we go. I feel better now. Better. Honey.
Yeah.
I got it. Yeah.
I got it.
Oh, that smell.
Oh, baby.
Oh, girlfriend, that smell.
Girlfriend.
Corn.
Hey, I got an idea.
What's that?
What?
Why don't we get something to eat and see what's on TV?
That's a great idea.
What shall we have to eat? Roberta, what would you like to eat, honey?
I got all kinds of jerky.
I'd like a Wendy's double, if you please.
Something with a lot of cheese and onions on it?
I don't need the onions. The onions make me feel all queasy. Even thinking about them gets me going.
I hear that.
What about you, Michelle? What would you like to eat, honey?
I could really go for a fruit pie.
A fruit pie? You know what they do to you.
I'll do him one better.
Danielle? Oh, Roberta, you want something else?
A fried pie.
A fried pie. One of those McDonald's fries.
Yeah, deep fried.
I know what I want at McDonald's.
What do you want, Danielle, honey?
Because I know they're 2 for $2.22.
What can you get?
I want 2 big and tasty.
I do love the McDonald's food.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Girl.
Look at that, in my forehead. Just a little bead of sweat. I've been working real hard.
Darling,
baby. I'm sorry.
Have some yoo-hoo.
I will. Oh, how about a nice little yoo-hoo? Here we go.
Have a sip of some yoo-hoo.
Oh.
That is so good. good. This is all pretty good.
It's important you drink that. You wouldn't want to become dehydrated.
I understand.
I understand, honey. I'll tell you, I understand. I've been
running all day, honey.
So have I.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll catch up to each other for our next meal.
I think the next time we get together,
we're
going to be calling people in the news, I believe.
That's a good idea.
Mm-hmm.
Until next time, this is Danielle.
This is April.
This is Michelle.
And Roberta.
Yeah!
You take good care of yourself, honey, like we do.
And never miss a meal.
Never miss a meal. That's our motto.
Oh, the girls.
Yeah, the girls. You know, we got to come up with appropriate music for that.
Absolutely. Has to have some theme music.
Yeah, we got to. Rob, I guess we need some funky music for that.
How about It's Raining Men?
That'd be a good theme.
Yeah.
Since that's. If we ask the celebrities we most resemble,
the Weather Girl.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's rain and food.
Mm-hmm.
Lots of food.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I guess maybe in the next break.
Let me see what we got here. What stories we have? Hold on.
7-year-old boy hopes to get his dad on Survivor.
Mm-hmm.
Man hot on trail of Bigfoot.
Uh-huh, that's a possibility. Mm-hmm.
Pizza Hut delivers pizza in space.
Okay. There's that. That is a Danielle April story right there, Pizza Hut. Because we can talk about how we love the pizza.
Or we could call the restaurant where Robert Blake shot his wife.
That would be, you know, and then really we wouldn't ask anything about the murder. We'd ask everything about the food, the menu.
Food. Sopranos car up for auction. Of course, we could turn that into a discussion of Italian food.
Mm-hmm.
Meet the streaming priest. A priest who's on the web.
We'll ask him what he likes to eat.
Let me see. Do-it-yourself movie music. Yeah, we got a bunch.
Yeah, we
can
talk about our favorite movie candy.
Popcorn. Goobers are raising that, honey.
Well, that's right.
I don't. Oh, baby. Snow caps.
Whoa.
Milk duds.
I don't like the sour candies.
Goobers.
Sour candy gets me all upset. Down there, honey.
Don't I know it, baby.
Ooh.
Preaching to the choir.
Good and fruity. Mike and Ike.
I don't like it. Unless it's covered in melted chocolate.
Well, who can blame you, honey?
Mallow cups.
You know, I go to this theater where they have candy, but they also have pizza from Pizzeria Uno.
The balcony is closed. I love to go to the theater.
Mm-hmm.
I just went and saw The Animal.
Oh, yeah, with that crazy fella.
With that crazy little guy, Rob Schneider. Mm-hmm. And I had... Oh, a bratwurst? Better than a hot dog.
He doesn't look like he eats a lot, that Rob Schneider.
Mm-hmm. He does not, honey.
I could pitch him some meatloaf, sweet potato pie.
You know, the best thing is at the movie theater, dog.
What's that?
Nacho.
With extra cheese. Don't let him skimp.
Let him layer it.
I always walk up to him. I say, don't you skimp on the cheese.
They can swim, my pretty.
Extra cheese.
Oh,
that's not good. That ain't good.
Excuse me.
That ain't nothing but good.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't excuse yourself.
Were you in the tub again? Are you in the tub?
Yes.
It's bath time. April baths the soap. You got to cue that one up. You know? I made a mess and I had to clean myself. So I'm here in the bathtub. I'm over here. It's a big tub. Wash my back.
I will. Let me scrub away.
Darling, wash my back. Where's my loofah?
Oh, man. Voyage to the bottom of the sea, honey. That was me. I cracked the porcelain.
Oh, Michelle.
You don't apologize, please. You just go ahead. You let it all out. Better outside than inside. That's what I always say.
Oh, baby, excuse me.
Boy,
it's not being clean, honey.
This is dumb. These are not bath oil beads. Oh, baby. I feel like we're taking a bath in a big tub full of you. Oh, Michelle?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, Lord. How could that come out of your petite little behind?
It must have been something I ate.
Oh, man.
Okay. All right.
Let's go like there, son.
Wow. That could be like the next 4 hours.
All right, well, let's... Oh, we got to do a break first.
Yes, we do.
But then... All right, well, the story is Pizza Hut delivers pizza in space.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Rob, here, hold on. We'll do the setup in advance. Let me dial the number. And then you can tell them that...
That's what they want to come on the show. It's raining food.
With Danielle and April.
Yeah, honey.
That's right.
Hi, I'm looking for Lori Schaffman. Hi, Lori. I'm Rob Stein. I'm with the It's Raining Food radio program on CBS West Blue One. How are you?
That's right, darling.
Great. We're wondering if you'd have a few moments and maybe about 10 minutes to speak to our host.
And we love pizza. We love Pizza Hut pizza.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, it doesn't matter if you're not a spokesman. They just want to do a brief segment. Actually, we'd prefer to speak to you because we need to turn this around today. Okay, what's her name and number?
Everybody's difficult.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Rob Stein. Producer of the It's Raining Food.
What's her name? Patty what? Sullivan, like Ed Sullivan. Okay, we'll call her then. Thank you.
All right. Bye. Hold on here. Let me dial the next one up for you. Hold on. Oop, hang up, please. And... Oops. Crap.
Don't worry. Stick your fingers, honey. I'm a corn.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Meat lover's pizza. Hi, Rob.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, Rob.
Hi, Brian.
Hello there, Rob Stein.
Okay.
Oh, you got it? You took that?
Okay.
Food. Okay. Patty Sullivan.
I loved Ed Sullivan.
Like an all beef patty.
All beef patty Sullivan. We used to have Frankfurters, beans, and brown bread. Mm. Every Sunday night.
Don't talk like that in the tub, honey.
I'm sorry. Oh, oh dear. What are they going to think, one floor down? Look what you do in the water, baby.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry about this. There's nothing I can do. Look at those bubbles. They're not scrubbing bubbles. Oh, I don't feel well.
Oh, look what you did.
Oh, I don't feel well. Oh, you sunk my battleship. Oh, it's a floater.
Oh, no.
Everybody out of the tub.
I'm going to need a nap.
Oh, man, that's not a Baby Ruth candy. Oh, baby.
They're connecting me to Patty Sullivan now.
Okay, great.
Not too tough to get in touch with, is she?
She's important. She's the pizza spokesman.
It's nice to be important.
But it's more important.
It's more important to be nice.
There
baby.
You go. You tell him, Danielle.
I learned that from a great, great man, Mr. Cannon Grace. I get excited just thinking about him. Oh, dear, honey. We're never going to get clean. You keep doing that.
It's her voicemail.
Oh, it's voicemail?
Oh, maybe any more Pizza Hut.
All right.
I don't care who they deliver to in space.
Yeah, hold on a second. All right. Let me see what else we hold got on. Here.
What are you doing?
Try another extension.
Okay, hold on.
Try another one, honey.
How about the guy that found $12,000 in a casino and gave it back?
Yeah, we talked about the best casino buffet.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what's his number?
Here he is. Hold on.
Let me dial it up. Nothing like those $5.95 buffet. Bread pudding.
Extra runny.
Oh, turkey and taters.
There you go.
Frankie.
Short ribs.
Let me see what else we got. British town has crappiest crapper.
Oh, dear me.
The town in Claremont, England has been named the worst public toilet in England.
Oh, my God.
The XFL's number one fan devastated. This would be a good regular call to make. Remember we called that lady in Memphis who was all excited about the XFL.
Yeah, right.
She was like the
passionate
only fan.
Yes, passionate fan.
Well, she's back in the news because she's devastated that the league has folded.
Sure.
Hi, Frankie. It's Rob Stein with the It's Raining Food radio program on CBS. We're sorry we missed you. But please get back to us. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much.
All right, you know what? Here, you know what? I'm just going to find four or five and let Rob, during the commercial set, see who we can get through to send it. There's something about...
There's no doubt that Danielle and April will be speaking with someone.
Oh, they will, yes. I mean, we've got a page full of these things. We've got a dominatrix who says that she doesn't like the weakest link. She doesn't like those the weakest link. Mm-hmm. We got a guy who makes artists. He's an artist with bras.
Mm-hmm.
We got a guy who makes mummies for a living.
That's good. And it all can get back to food.
Artwork suffering from flatulence problem.
Oh, my.
There you go. That's another one for you. Buzz, here's one for you.
What's that?
Didn't we already call this guy one time? The guy with the hemp car?
You tried, and you didn't get through.
He
was out doing something.
We called Ass Buzz, right?
Yes.
Dan Haggerty. Grizzly Adams?
Yeah, how's he doing now?
He's selling a motorcycle.
motorcycle.
He is selling the motorcycle that Peter Fonda rode in Easy Rider.
Wow.
Mm.
World's only jazz bagpipe player.
I can play some bagpipe.
There you go. All right. I just pulled out like 10 stories.
Wow.
Just find one that'll go on the air with Danielle and April.
I'm calling the United Kingdom right now.
Oh, the town with the bad toilets?
No, the artwork.
Oh, hold on. What's it say? Artwork suffering from flatulence problem. It's not a pretty picture, but many priceless pieces of art are being defaced in museums thanks to flatulence.
No, my.
Museum goers who pass gas are damaging valuable artwork.
Wow.
The sulfur from gas damages pigments and oil paintings and has tarnished silverware.
I'll bet.
That is serious gas.
It makes no difference. He's not there.
Okay, all right. Of course, nobody's there today. Okay, we got to do this right now. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Look, I'm not back in 10 minutes. They call the cops. Standard operating procedure.
Here's some standard operating procedure. Stay the f*** away from Tony Soprano. Shut the f*** up and listen. It's over. Kabish? Over and done. You call or go anywhere near him or his family, and they'll be scraping your nipples off these fine leather seats.
Of the jizz is Don Geronimo and Michael Barra.
We think we got someone to call here for Danielle and Alice. We'll get to it in just a moment.
Very good.
I didn't even know that the Tony Awards were on last night on GBS.
Most people didn't.
On the gay broadcasting system.
Right.
You know, I know that most people that work in Broadway are gay.
Mm-hmm.
But I saw the highlights of the show today. And it is the absolute gayest television show I've ever... It's gayer
than... Not that there's anything wrong with that.
But it is gayer than Queer as Folk. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is so gay. The whole goddamn thing is so gay.
Happy and gay.
Yes. Yeah, so they start off with the... all these guys dressed in their sailor suits coming down the steps singing on 42nd Street. And I guess I didn't see it.
Rob and I were there.
Didn't know that it was on, but I hear Mel Brooks was funny.
Yes,
Mel
was.
Brooks was, you know, the producers won everything.
I mean, they set a record, I think. They won 12 Tonys.
And there's Nathan Lane. Virtually making out with Matthew Broderick.
Very excited about winning his Tony.
Up on stage, yes he was. Also today, in USA Today, besides all the coverage about the Tonys, you know, I'm curious, that must get like no ratings, right?
It got 10% of the viewing audience last night, that's all.
Would they get a 10 share or 10 per... I mean, what was the...
I'll have to recheck the figures. That was the one that stuck in my mind from looking at the numbers this morning, is that 10% of the people watching television were watching the Tony Awards.
Then I'm seeing...
You didn't get a chance to see Six Feet Under last night, right?
No, that's the show that was on after Sex and the City.
Yeah,
no.
Very, very depressing, but not bad. I mean, pretty well written, actually. It was not the comedy that I expected it would be, but when they said Producers of American Beauty, I thought I'd you know, check it out, and it actually was a pretty good show. Pretty interesting first 10 minutes of that show.
What about this? You heard this story about Sean Penn's cruel slam at Ronald Reagan?
No.
That Sean Penn gave an interview.
Yeah.
Excuse me, I figure why use the cough button? I'll share that with you.
Sure, why not?
Sean Penn...
Send that one out to Kansas.
Did an interview with the London Observer magazine this past weekend, and the quote is, "Let's put it this way, I'm not disturbed by the fact that Ronald Reagan has Alzheimer's. There's not a lot of cleaner pictures of karma in the world. I go right from him mocking the farmer and eating grapes on television during a boycott to a picture of him dribbling today, and I feel a sense of justice."
I guess he would be from the left side of the aisle,
apparently.
Sean Penn, very politically active.
He also says that Reagan was the devil incarnate, and... what goes around comes around.
Oh, wow.
Reagan was an enemy of the working man and helped the profiteers and overlords in Central America. He says yes. So Nancy Reagan now is pissed off at Jeff Spicoli. Sean Penn, that Nancy Reagan says she can't believe a respected actor could be so heartless to her beloved Ronnie. She says he's cruel and heartless. Beyond belief.
Well, you know, whatever you feel about Ronald Reagan, I think the timing of something like that, you might want to, you know, pick on the guy when he can defend himself.
Yeah,
it's kind of tough to make that stand.
That's an easy fight, isn't
it? Yeah, pretty easy fight all the
too
way.
Easy. I've been hearing the tabloids. I know this happened a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about it, I think Rob and I, and you and I off the air, but it's so funny that these people from the Newhart show got married. This old guy, Tom Poston.
Mm-hmm. Tom Poston, who is, I think, one of the funniest human beings on the planet.
He got married to Suzanne Pleshette, who, for being 64...
Didn't we discuss that that was a pretty good poll for Tom Poston?
Oh, yeah, he is way in over his head.
Well, he's also, I mean, what's he, 15 years older than she is? Something like that?
79.
Right.
Wow. And she is 64.
There you go.
Mm-hmm. Although there's no way he's as potent as Anthony Quinn.
No.
Jesus, do you know that Anthony Quinn fathered his last child...
Zorba.
Like a year ago?
That's right. No, I'm dead.
That he married like a 40-year-old woman and knocked her up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really, I was proud of the fact that it was, you know, that it was his goo.
Well, it was also a big scandal that he, you know, left his wife of a million years when he was in his 70s.
Yeah.
And, you know, then he went and did this, and now, you know, I wonder how she feels now. Well, maybe she gets the Quinn fortune.
I don't know. How much of a fortune is there? I mean, was he that big a deal?
In his day, he was a big deal. Yeah. You never know. When you go back that far to him being a star and all the movies he was in. The only movie I remembered, he was in that movie with Kevin Costner. That was like one of his last movies where he...
what movie was Kevin Costner?
I think it might have been called Revenge or something like that, or Betrayal. I'm not sure. Was where Kevin Costner has an affair with his wife, and then Anthony Quinn, like, hunts Kevin Costner down and, like, beats the crap out of him.
I believe he also played a bad guy in The Last Action Hero.
Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, no, that Matt Arnold movie. You're right. He did.
Really bad Arnold movie.
He
enjoyed a lot of success on Broadway, I believe. I think he was a Tony Award winner for Zorba, wasn't
Zorba,
he?
And he did, you know, a lot of movies.
Yeah.
Zorba the Geesh. And then I saw on one of these shows that Dennis Quaid and Meg Ryan are getting back together again.
No.
Yes, and they had video of them.
Dennis, don't do it.
They had video of them walking out of some award show where they were holding hands, and they said, well, at first they thought they might be doing it for the kid.
Right.
Because the kid was around.
Sure.
But then they later showed that the kid was off with the nanny.
So they actually really were into each other. Well, that was, when all the facts came to light, wasn't that both sides? They both had their day. Like, Dennis Quaid was known on the set of movies to, you know, to basically chase every starlet that he could. And then she goes off and does this. So maybe it all evened out.
Well, I think that, you know, and I took his side in that thing, but I think that he was a flirter,
right?
And that, like, he would talk to girls and stuff. She did that movie with Russell Crowe. She was really banging Russell Crowe.
Right, exactly.
Like, spotted going out to dinner and making out with him and everything.
Didn't the director say, really, that's what ruined the chemistry in the movie, is the fact that they were banging each other while that was going on?
Yeah, and I've seen that movie, Proof of Life, and when you watch the movie, I mean, really, you do see that
the guy, you know, that movie stars a guy that used to be on St. Elsewhere, and he's in all kinds of movies now. The guy's name is David Morse.
Oh,
yeah. The guy I'm talking
about. Was he also in the Tom Hanks movie, The Green Mile? Was he in The Green Mile? Yeah, he's a good actor. I love him, man. Mm-hmm. And he's made that career change where he's he plays kind of a heavy good guy.
Yeah.
And I really like that.
So in this movie, he's married to Meg Ryan, and he's a corporate type, but he's also a do-gooder, peaceneck type, and they move all around the world.
Right.
And he works for an oil company, and he gets kidnapped.
I saw like the first, you know, 5 minutes of that movie.
He gets kidnapped, and then the company goes belly up, and they don't want anything to do with it, so Russell Crowe has to come in and find this guy, because Russell Crowe operates with kidnap and ransom.
Yep.
And he falls in love with Meg Ryan. His character falls in love with Meg Ryan.
And they sell it pretty well?
Yeah, they sell it too much. They sell it to the point where, like this guy David Morris, he's in this, I know it's just a movie and it's made up.
Right.
But as I watched the movie, I can see why people had this reaction, because I felt like David Morris in this case was Dennis Quaid.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Dennis Quaid wasn't stuck in a jungle somewhere with guys whipping his feet to take a picture of him so that they would show that he's in bad shape.
Well, the whole plot line of that movie would have been fine if in real life they weren't banging each other.
Yeah.
The fact that they were banging each other, that's what they said. That's the reason audiences stayed away.
Hmm.
Because, you know, it's like, well, you know, who wants to see this?
And you can tell when they're and I don't know if you can tell, but you know that they were doing each other at the time. And there are scenes where Meg Ryan is supposed to show that she's conflicted because she's worried about her husband. But at the same time, you know, Russell Crowe is swimming in her pool, and like he's the big, strong guy walking around without his shirt on all the time.
Don't you ever watch a movie, though, when two lead actors are, you know, romantically involved, and they're so convincing that you say to yourself, you know, maybe something really, really had to be there? I think about that all the time when I'm watching a movie, and you have the love scenes between the two, and you say, you know, come on, look at how they sold that. They got to be doing it in real life.
And oftentimes that's true, like with Dark Angel, that Jessica Alba and the guy who's on there with her, they have a great chemistry on screen. Come to find out, now they're engaged.
There you go.
Well, and in this movie, they never actually, well, they don't do it.
It's like on our soap opera that we watch, Vicky, with, you know, with that bald guy. You know, you can tell that they really like each other.
Stop it.
Our soap opera that has the 80-year-old women with the 35-year-old men.
We watch One Life to Live, and the guys on that show, they must either be high or drunk. Or they must get paid in cash before they have to do the love scenes. Because there's this one old lady. Her name is Erica Slezak.
She's a Slezak, all right.
And trust me, I mean, this woman is a pig. And I don't mean she's a pig that she's sloppy. She has a pig nose.
Wow.
Little pig nose. She has a little turned up pig nose. She has pig ears. She has pointed pig ears.
She has a curly tail.
And she has this affected way of speaking.
Right.
Tell Ben that I'll be by to see him momentarily.
Is that all?
Yeah.
Is that all? Victoria Lord Toon.
Yes. And you're supposed to believe, and again, we know that we're not, you know, disc jockeys are not the target audience for these soap operas.
Oh, it's obviously designed, you know, it's targeting older women to make them feel like these guys are going to be going for the older women. And if they had one plot line like that, it would be one thing. But then they have Linda Dano and her incredible big oversized chopper bite.
I saw something about her over the weekend, maybe on Lifetime, one of the channels, about her facelifts. About how she's had like five facelifts, and then Cuddy Lee Gifford saying how fantastic Linda Dano looks.
Oh, God, you meant, you know, take off that foundation makeup.
So they've
got the abominable Dr. Five.
The plot of these soap operas, or at least this one that we watch, One Life to Live, is that there's this one guy who's a normal looking guy,
right,
mid 30s, you know, early 40s. You know, Tom Selleck-y type looking guy, okay, and not a bad looking guy. We're supposed to believe that he's attracted to this fat 60-year-old woman. And, you know, they have these scenes where, like, they've got her dressed in lingerie, and of course he's got no shirt on, and he looks at me and goes, you know, like, Blondie, I sure do love you, Blondie. And then she goes, oh, Ben, I love you also.
And a suck face, and then you just want to
And you know that when they're done, the guy just has to go. Jesus Christ. That's awful.
You always wonder whether there's real chemistry. You really do. Not on that show, though.
No. I don't
Not
think so.
A chance.
And they got a PIT on that show, too. They got a pick in training.
Oh. Right.
They got this young girl who's about 20.
Plays her daughter, right?
Who plays Vicky's daughter. And she is...
She's the next generation.
Yeah, she's got the big nose, just like her TV mom does.
Right, and as Rob said one time, she's got the five-year-old teeth in a teenager's body.
She does. She has these little itsy-bitsy chiclet-sized teeth.
No, she has the opposite. She's got the oversized teeth that look like when a kid first gets their teeth, real teeth, and then and they're just like too big for her mouth.
I've always thought she had tiny teeth.
No, she's got the big... Take a look sometime at those choppers. Looks like a little kid with oversized choppers.
But she is fugly. I mean, she is not ugly. She is fugly, and they put her with...
With the absolute, you know, male model guys all the time.
Right.
Right, these guys who just came out of the covers of, the GQ magazine.
Right.
And supposedly they go to this town, and this is the pig that they all want to be with.
Sure. They all want her, and, either they're extremely good actors, or perhaps, it doesn't matter because it's a woman.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. can tell.
We have that theory also.
Absolutely. Came straight from the Tonys.
Exactly.
About everything somehow comes around to being gay on this show.
Of course.
Yes, Zorba the Geesh. That was his movie, Zorba the Geesh, with the late Anthony Quinn.
Anthony right. Quinn, yes, sir. I'm leaving you to go father a child and die.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, what happened to Sam? He, went in some sort of a machine and turned, 30 years younger.
And I don't get that. We were talking about that the other day, that they have replaced...
Oh, they replaced one of the actors on the show, and they replaced this guy with a much younger actor.
I don't get that.
That's
I don't understand.
Because Nora was like, hey, Vicky gets...
Ben. You're right.
Yeah. I got to make out with Sam, who's got false teeth.
You know, I know that we sound like house bros ourselves.
Sure, but we watch the show. We know exactly what this woman is
talking
about.
We're here discussing goddamn One Life to Live on our national radio show. But there's a broad. Now, she's not as old as Vicky, this broad Nora.
Right.
And she had been paired with one of her many husbands on the show. Was a guy who was, in his early 50s.
Yeah.
Sam. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, one day,
he just turns up 20 years younger.
Yeah, they just replaced him with another actor.
And I thought, sometimes they do the thing where the part will be taken by another actor for one day, like when they did it with Asa and brought in this horrible actor.
Right. Due to illness, the part of Asa will be played by Mike O'Mara.
But this guy comes in, and it looks like he's a permanent replacement, and we're going to miss the guy we refer to as Rusty Ford.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just wanted to ask what you thought about Gabrielle and Asa since you were talking about Vicky and Ben.
That's another one where, they brought in this younger actress.
Well, now, she used to be married to Max.
Oh, really?
And
she was beautiful.
And Max thought for a while that he was Asa's son.
You have just... right now because you know this plot line.
Yes, I do.
You've watched it. You've watched it more closely than I have. She was married, the new lady that's on this.
She was married to Max years ago.
She's a little older, but she's definitely not, a non-hottie.
Right, yeah, she's a POA.
Absolutely.
I mean, in her own way, she's a British woman.
She put her legs up on, Ace's lap one day when I was watching it last week.
Right. Well, she used to be married to Max.
Mm-hmm.
And Max thought that he was Ace's son, but it turns out actually Ben is Ace's son.
Max Holden.
Yeah, but don't you like the fact that she's in garters and showing off her lovely
legs? Yes, I do like that.
Yes, we do.
You're probably hating every minute of that.
I enjoy that.
There's one guy that we watch on that show who we think gets the fact that he's a dumb soap opera actor on a dumb soap opera is the guy who plays Max Holden.
Max Holden really looks like he's phoning it all in.
Because
looks like he totally understands how ridiculous that line of work
is. Either he is the most self-absorbed prick in the world.
Right.
Or he realizes that he's on a soap opera.
Hey, this is kind of a goof. You know, he's got that kind of look on his face like, hey, I'm really not that. It's his character, but,
he plays it almost too well. Like, hey, okay, here I go.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
Spooky crazy.
Hi. You should watch General Hospital if you want to watch Beautiful People. It comes on right before.
I've seen the promos for General Hospital. I think you're absolutely right.
We complain about that.
There's people there.
General Hospital comes on while we're on the air. But we see the promo. We watch One Life to Live with all these old hagged out people, and we see General Hospital, and it's like,
They're all teenagers. They're all right. Hot teenagers, you know, taking their clothes off.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, prom night.
And somehow on One Life to Live, I mean, it's the senior citizens. It's the old age home of soap operas, except for Asa. Asa is fine. We'll laugh at Asa every time he comes on the set.
Oh, the other thing we laugh about this guy, Asa, is that it is painfully obvious that he does not read a script.
Right.
That they hold cue cards up either on the ceiling or on the side of the wall. They do this trick a lot where they have him in a restaurant where he opens the menu and he's able just to get his line from looking at the menu.
Right.
But you remember we were watching it last week and they obviously had... You
when
called
he was
it out.
When he was sitting on the couch and he's having a conversation with, I think, the lady on the couch, or it might have been Max Holden, I'm not sure, one of those people, and he's looking every single time he gets done delivering his line and you see him, like, looking out the window and you know that he's looking at some giant cue card.
Now, I know that they'll say to you, well, he's contemplating, it's a deep scene.
No, not when you look at the same spot every time.
He's way deep in thought.
And I think that when there's scenes that call for him to be drinking, which is like every other scene, we also speculate that maybe he's got real hooch in there.
Yeah.
Real bourbon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Rappaport. Hi, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
This is the Don and Mike show?
I know you're going to bust our balls.
Sorry,
go ahead.
Sir.
Sorry, I thought I drove into a parallel universe somewhere here on the 273. I thought I might have hit the Way Out There network.
Before you think we're total giant fags, can I just tell you, it's the time of day that we come to work.
Right.
It's the only thing that's on television. I'd like to say on our behalf
right.
that I saw a thing before the 76ers game this past weekend, that all kinds of basketball players watch soap opera, all these NBA guys do.
It's more habit than anything else, and it's not anything where we really, you know, need it or require it. Do you watch it when you're on vacation?
Yes, you do.
Yes.
That's how you know those plot lines.
I do. But I do watch it for comedic value.
But we don't really sit down and watch it. It is on in the background. You're doing your stuff on your computer. I'm reading the newspaper. We will turn to it occasionally if something's going on, but it's more like it's safety.
And you should also know that a lot of times when they have something that I'm sure that they consider to be a big dramatic moment,
We laugh our asses.
It's slap nuts funny for us.
Oh, it's the fun. It's the most fun we have.
It's
like when Vicky goes into her split personality.
Oh, no. She now has three personalities.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, we just lay, we think it's the funniest thing in the world.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Don, Mike.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, you just answered my question. I thought you guys were going a little big on me, you know what I mean?
Here they come.
But I guess, you know, you just explained it's in the background, you're on the computer and whatnot. I guess
our choices of viewing are limited in our office. We have basic cable. I mean,
what about The Price is Right?
The Price is Right. Mike's not here when that's on. That's on at 11 o'clock in the morning. We're talking about... The prime viewing time for me and Mike is like 2:30 to 3, right before the show.
And we'll occasionally throw something else on. I'll occasionally do a little flip around, you know. And
Friday I was watching, this is almost as ridiculous, worthless. They were doing NASCAR, but it was raining.
Right.
So they just had the camera just on Darrell Waltrip for like an hour. Because Fox just had to fill the time.
Right.
Which is, well... No racing today. Sure, he's cloudy here. Lots of rain, but look at all these cars. I mean, I was watching that just to have some background stuff to watch. So how are ye?
Yeah. Try and bust balls, but I guess
you can bust our balls. We're fags.
We deserve it. We deserve
one life to live. Thank you. My wife came in yesterday. She's so pissed. We're getting ready to go to this piano recital my kid has. She came and she goes, "What are you watching?" I said, "NASCAR." She says, "Why are you watching NASCAR?" I said, I don't know. I like it. She said, "What do you like about it? What can there possibly be to like about NASCAR?" And what I like about it is besides the fact that they have these new camera angles and they've got all the cameras in the car, people at Fox, I think, are smart. They junk it up so much that you almost forget you're watching a race. Because on the top of the screen, you have the running order, which shows you who's in what place and how many seconds the other guys are behind. On the bottom of the screen, you got a thing showing you who's going in for a pit stop and who's crashed and who's out of the race. In a box on the screen, you got a guy who's in the pits talking about what Jeff Gordon has done in another box on the screen. You're watching all this at the same time. You're
like trying to land a plane.
Yeah, you're watching a guy go in for a pit stop. And in a box on top of that, there's a clock showing you how long his pit crew is taking to give him the pit stop. And in the background is the actual race.
And they actually, it teaches you really what it's all about and what the racing is. Because, I mean, when I used to watch racing, you don't know what
right.
the hell the pit stops. And they would explain that he's only got this much time, but that actually allows you to figure it out.
I love it. They junk it up with so much stuff. It's not like just sitting there and watching cars go round and round and round, which is really what they're doing.
They've improved it. That's what's gotten their viewership up is by doing all that stuff. And, you know, it started with the cameras and the cars, and now they're doing all of this.
I said that to Frida yesterday. She says, well, no wonder you love this, you know, because she thinks I have ADD. I said, no, you know, look at this, honey. Look at this. There's seven different things on.
Your eyes are just going around the whole screen.
All at the same time. I love it. I absolutely freaking love it.
You know what would be great?
What?
Max Holden was driving one of those cars.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
What?
I just want to bust your balls a little bit about a year and a half ago you couldn't stand it, and now you love it.
NASCAR, yes, I've come around on it. You're right.
Oh, come on, man.
Come on, man. I still think it's the great inbred hillbilly, you know, what can I say? But I like the way it's on television.
Have you come around on Gordon yet?
On Jeff Gordon?
Yeah.
What do you mean, if I come around, do I hate him?
Oh, you used to bust his balls. You used to call him a little fag.
No, I still don't like Jeff Gordon.
You're a fag.
You're a big Jeff Gordon fan?
Man, I like Jeff Gordon and Bobby Labonte.
Fag.
Hey, thank you.
I have no idea why I called him a fag. I just did.
Why would you get mad at me if it's something that I used to make fun of?
Don't get me wrong. I'm not mad at you.
Well, then
I just think it's pretty funny. You always bust everybody's balls about changing their mind. I just thought it was pretty funny that you changed your mind on this topic.
When's the last time how do you mean I bust somebody's balls about changing their mind?
Oh, years ago you did it. I'm talking a couple years ago. I'm just going to bust your balls.
And then he fades off into oblivion.
At least I'm being honest.
Right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Man, I just urinated on the floor. At least I was honest about it.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hi, Don and Mike.
Hi there.
Hi. I just wanted to ask Mike what he thought about the commercials yesterday on the 6 feet under. Was he surprised by the first one, and did he like them?
I didn't like them. I didn't like it. Broke up the flow. They did commercials for mortician products, and they were, you know, they weren't slapping that funny.
Fake commercials,
like a wound cream, you know. I mean, wound stuff where they put the wounds to repair the stuff and embalming fluid. They were interesting, but it was, you know, the whole show was very well written, and it was interesting, but it was not the funniness that I expected. I knew it was going to have its moments, but it was really, actually, the second half of it was just plain depressing throughout the entire thing.
Definitely got room to grow, though.
But I'll tell you, you want to talk about Queer as Folk and the you know, the gay scenes in Queer as Folk.
Oh,
there was
the
scene
cop.
Of there was scene of the cop and one of this guy that's a mortician kissing. And I have never seen men kiss on HBO like I mean, big time, like eating face. It was, you know, I mean, if you're not so inclined, it's just a little odd when you see that, and you know, it was like, okay, is it over? Scene's over.
Hello, Donna Mike.
I mean, like, really, just go. Oh, no. You know, like when you see romantic people, you know, men and women do it in a movie, and you see the
That's the same thing Nathan Lane was doing last night with
Matthew Broderick at the Tonys. Yeah.
Are you sure you weren't watching the Tonys?
No, I wasn't.
Hello.
No, I was a gay mortician.
Don and Mike.
Don.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a NASCAR. I can't explain it either, but I love it, but I'm not a redneck. I it's just something about them. Yeah, it's so busy, it keeps you going.
Yeah, I mean, they've really junked it up. And I know that Fox gets a lot of crap for junking things up, but this is something good. They've done, because really, I still stand by my earlier criticism that it's maybe the most boring sports event in the world to watch guys drive their cars 500 times around a one-mile track, but they put so much garbage on there, and every time some new piece of stuff comes up, you hear a beep, beep, beep,
beep, beep, beep. Just a little subliminal beep to let you know, hey.
When you're watching that, do you know how much time they need to make for the pit stop? Do you know? I mean, does it help you know really more about the whole racket and what's going on?
You know, like 12 seconds is a great pit stop. Mm-hmm. 15 seconds is pretty good. If some guy's in there 20 seconds,
right?
Forget it. He's going to fire his pit crew.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's, I'd like that.
I like it.
And that guy lost a race because of that yesterday. They told me he had to come in with a good pit stop. He ended up with like an 18-second pit stop, and he felt like 10 spots behind.
Yeah. And you watch those pit crews, and you say, why can't they do this in some of the modern gas stations on major highways?
Oh, I wish.
Mobile speed pass.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don.
What?
Don't you think Darrell Waltrip's kind of like John Madden is to the NFL?
Oh, yeah, listen, there's no doubt that I enjoy watching that on Fox because I like, he does a good job of explaining it.
And they're equally handsome.
Someone who doesn't know a lot about it, and I don't.
I'd like to see them in that HBO show.
That's not in Mike's show.
Don, Mike, Buzz A.
What?
Hey, guys, listen, I got to tell you, I totally enjoyed the Saturday show this weekend.
Enjoy the what?
The Saturday show.
The what show, sir? Yeah, please make yourself heard.
You guys were, they played you out of Sacramento. They played you Saturday, 10 to 12 or something.
They've played us every Saturday in Sacramento.
Since when? That's the first time I ever heard it, and I've been waiting for months.
No, they've been doing it like 6 months.
I'm such a retard.
Okay, thank you. Hello, last call, Don and Mike. Hello.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'm just letting you know, NASCAR is changing from Fox. Going to NBC in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, I know, and it's going to suck. I'm not going to like it anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Because NBC's the boring network, man.
Yeah.
You know, like yesterday during the 76ers game, NBC still refuses to put the score on the screen all the time.
Wow. Which now, you know, now that it's become habit-forming, I can't. I hate a sporting event without the score on the screen.
So it's like, you know, I would turn on Sex and the City for a second. I'd come back. I got no idea who's winning or who's losing the game.
Right. Oh, like listening, you know, when I'm listening to a baseball game and you listen to the radio cast, and, you know, certain football radio casts occasionally will not give the score, and it just drives me out of my mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's all about the score of the game. It is all about the score of the game. I don't care if it's on the screen, too. Give the score if you're calling the game.
Okay, we got a break. You know what we never did? We never heard about your band announcement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we have a major band announcement about a new member that, Don, I really do believe, is going to take us to the next level.
And Rob, we're set to call that restaurant soon?
You're waiting your call.
Anytime. Okay, we'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Saturday night in America's heartland, the Colemans are enjoying a sizzling plate of monkey fajitas. Thursday's a great night for monkey kebabs. And hey, Mom, after school, the kids really love fried monkey fingers. Grab it by the tail, throw it in the skillet. Tasty, nutritious, in just 20 minutes from cage to plate. Mmm, monkey. It's what's for dinner.
Try their damn death. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
You don't know how you met.
All right, so here's the news about Mike's band, Crap. Yes, we figured we needed one more piece of the equation to take the band to the next level.
Yes.
And we've added he's not a musician. He's not going to perform, but he's a behind-the-scenes player.
Yes.
And his name is Joe Ardinger. Joe?
Look at Buzz. Buzz is blown away.
What will Joe do with the band?
Well, we're not really sure.
Joe will be, I believe Joe's primary function will be backing up Wendell.
Weed King.
Joe, come on in here. Take your bow. Welcome to the Crap family.
Mike, you've surrounded yourself with players.
With real players. Real high-priced talent. And Joe came to practice last night.
Yeah.
And walked downstairs to where we were practicing. The first words up is, can I get a beer?
Yes.
That's exactly what he did.
First things first.
Right.
Priority.
You know, what do you see yourself doing for Mike's band, Crap?
I'll be backing up Wendell, and we'll be the sound guys, and I'll tune some guitars, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because Joe, you have experience, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I've been playing guitar for 20 years, so.
There you go. See? So he's going to be a utility man.
And
he's going
to
be.
I'm here to say that crap is for real.
Yeah. There you go. That's the attitude.
Yeah.
That's right. That is the attitude.
Yeah.
That's the winning attitude. And Joe, you know, I was really aware because, you know, Joe was like new to the room and I was just constantly going over to Joe to get feedback. And then I'd give him another beer and he'd give me more feedback. And
more feedback.
That's right. And I think at one point he said, "This is a really good band."
Let me tell you something. I had tears.
Yeah.
He got all emotional.
I had tears. And Joe was going to learn about, you know, all the equipment and stuff, and it would have been really helpful if Wendell brought it. But he didn't.
Well, how did you have a band practice without equipment?
We threw things together at the very last second.
They had a monitor mix, man.
Yeah. I see. I don't even know what that means. But we were able to hear everything. And Wendell apparently was fresh off a plane and showed up, and the first thing he said to me was like, please don't hit me. Please don't hit me. I just on a plane from Tennessee, and you know, I was supposed to get it out of the closet, but the key wasn't here, and the Tammy unloaded this, and we're here, and we're doing this type of thing, so I don't have anything. But he brought stuff to cook on the grill. That's what it was. So welcome, Joe.
Thank you.
I really think we're gonna
glad to be.
We're gonna take off now.
Yes.
Even though we don't have a gig, we're gonna take off.
Well, when you get that gig, it's gonna be monster.
There you go.
All right.
Thank you, Joe.
Joe's your roadie.
Well, yeah, I think
he's
so.
He's your toadie.
I don't like calling him a roadie. I think that diminishes his
he's a roadie.
His value. I think he's
valet in a spray.
He's assistant to the sound man.
Assistant roadie.
He's the roadie.
Good, you got a band.
He was very comfortable. He sat in the most comfortable chair in the room and just you know, was digging the sound.
G.I. Joe, ganja inhaler Joe. G.I. Joe. Okay.
Allegedly. Yeah, so, allegedly.
That's it. I mean, now, you know, forget about.
And now it's everything's going to be in our rearview mirror.
And Lisa was telling me that a real band is coming on here. Although it can't be the real Journey. Mike, not that crap's not a real band.
If you're talking about Journey, though, that you can use it in those terms.
Although I know that Journey has replaced Steve Perry. They did this brilliantly. They replaced Steve Perry with a guy who sounds
just like Gary.
Not only that, he looks like he got the long hair and a big nose. They found the guy that looks like Steve Perry
and sounds just like him.
Yeah, more importantly, he sounds exactly like Steve Perry.
And are they going to be coming out with anything new?
No, I don't think so.
Why should they?
They're on the has-beens tour, but I understand they're coming in here just to show how far their stock has fallen.
Right.
The band Journey, I think, is coming in here to where's Lisa? She knows the information on this.
I believe they'll be our first in-studio band visit since we had Loverboy. Or the two principals of Loverboy.
Did we have them? Did they ever show?
Loverboy?
Oh, yeah. They were good.
All right.
Yes, Loverboy.
They were good.
They were. So who is it from Journey that's a listener of the show?
Ross, I guess is his name, the bass player. Michelle stopped me in the hallway and was like, "Bass player Journey, huge fan, loves Dynamite. He's from Northern California." They're coming out to Nissan to play a show in a couple weeks, like right before we go on vacation. And the lady from there, PR company, called and said that they want to come in and come into the studio, come on the show.
Sure, bring him in. I mean, let this guy sing. This guy sings just like Steve Perry. I mean, absolutely a dead ringer.
And if he looks anything like Steve Perry, I won't be able to stop staring at him.
You you got that voicemail for us to hear?
Yeah, I'm calling it up.
Okay, will you please? Lisa said that during the show today, she got a call on her office phone. Someone was pissed about the phone call that we were involved with the cancer lady.
Oh, okay. All right.
Lady from Kansas.
All right.
Yeah, why?
Well, I don't know.
Let's find out.
But we got a new policy now. When if anybody calls voicemail here at the station, there's a thing that says your call may be broadcast.
That's fair.
So we can start playing the messages now. You got it?
Hold on 1 second.
Are you cycling past that other one?
I had to archive it.
Okay. Oh, tomorrow on the show, Morris Jones Day.
Yeah.
Morris Jones Mojo will be here for the entire show tomorrow. Beloved 10 o'clock newscaster, 10 o'clock news on Channel 5 tomorrow. And, by the way, we're going to have him share the news desk with you.
Well, that'll be cozy.
So you guys can go story to story. And when you're done, you can go, Morris.
Morris, over to you.
And when he's done, he can go, Buzz, back to you.
Very, very good. I'm looking forward to that.
You got it?
Go ahead.
You
got
to put it on hold. We're on hold.
Got it.
Hi. I understand that my message may be recorded for broadcast. I don't know if that's good or bad, but I don't have good things to say about the station at this time. My name is Deborah.
Hi.
Somebody can email me at D-E-B-L, that's the first three letters of my name, D-E-B for Deborah. L is my the initial for my last name, at 912... I'm sorry, D-E-B-L 912 at yahoo.com. D-E-B-L 912.
You'll get some emails on
at yahoo.com. This is, it's 509, let's see, June the 4th. And I was a captive audience in a van commuting home. I slug home to
by the river. I love this.
To Prince William County, to Woodbridge, to one of the commuter lots. So I couldn't turn the radio off or very well jump jump out of the van on 95 South.
Right.
So I just wanted, and this was just played, let's see, for I was in that van between 4:50 to...
What an annoying city.
Unbelievable.
...to 4:40.
Wow.
And there was a woman who called in. Apparently, I didn't hear the beginning of everything.
Of course not.
About a game show. I don't know about the game show. But
yeah,
in any case,
I'm calling, but I don't know what I'm calling about.
They were speaking in very derogatory, negative terms to this woman. is this the format of the show?
Yes.
They
you stupid bitch.
Terrible words.
Stupid
and
bitch.
Took it. And it seemed like she might have been, I'm 45, she might have been, you know, a little senior to me. I don't know what your profile, your listener profile is. But,
a lot of I don't knows on
I'll
this.
Tell you now that I listen to WMAL and...
good.
Never,
see you there. You belong
completely,
there.
Completely. And they don't insult the intelligence of callers.
Right. They have no ratings.
And... it's just a different format completely.
It is.
I look for something different than what I heard on this program.
There you go.
And I know there's people like Howard Stern, and I really haven't listened much to him. I can't remember.
Right.
It might have been 93 when I was in an office with some kids.
Oh, my God, how tedious.
I don't remember how he talked to
loves to chat.
People, but totally disrespectful. And you wonder, what's wrong with our society?
Oh, here we go.
People like you.
Well, you don't have to listen to it.
See you in Toledo.
That's true. But it's interesting how certain words can be broadcast over the air.
Yeah.
You dumb bitch.
You dumb bitch.
Somebody called
me. No, they didn't.
I can't even.
Jesus,
she said the C word.
Yeah. And it's very disheartening and sad. I just personally,
we didn't know that one was coming, did we?
No. I would never.
What?
What?
My kids to have to listen to that.
It's not four kids, lady.
Never children.
Parent your kids.
Pretty sad. What type of an example are Don and Mike setting? Or maybe they're not trying to.
We're doing a radio show.
So
right.
Stupid
bitch.
Probably have a certain listening audience. But I think somebody there in management might care.
Hi, I'm the program director. How you doing?
To check next, enter 5. Delete 6.
Oh, my God. She ran out of time.
Timestamp 8. Redirect 9.
How do I hear
repeat you? Message pound.
Hi, I understand that my message may be recorded for broadcast.
Oh, no,
I don't know
again.
If that's good or bad.
No.
But I don't have good things to say about the station at this time. My name is Deborah.
Here we go.
somebody can email me at D-E-B-L.
They will.
That's the first three L is my the initial for my last name.
Here she is.
912. D-E-B-L 912 at yahoo.com. D-E-B.com. This is, it's 509. Let's see, June the 4th. And I was a captive audience in a van commuting home. I slug home to Prince William County, to Woodbridge, to one of the commuter lots. So I couldn't turn the radio off or very well jump out of the van. I just wanted, this was just played, I was in that van between 4:50 to, maybe at 4:15 to 4:40, and
there was a woman who called and said something. I didn't hear the beginning of everything.
Of
a complaint
not.
About a...
Okay, all right.
Wow.
Beautiful complaint.
Bravo, thank you.
Well stated.
Thank you so much, and I didn't see that C word coming.
Yeah, the only difference is that we never said the C word. We're not allowed to, but she said it.
Yeah, yeah. She said it on our little voicemail.
So I had to delete that part out.
Yes, we did.
God, and I love this. I'm in a carpool that was a captive audience.
Mm-hmm.
Please, like, you couldn't say, I'm offended, change the station.
Right, and you know, and then I don't know, how, you know, what the foreman is. I don't know.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Dumb bitch. God damn.
Wow.
Okay, and I love that. I don't know if that's the format, but I want to, if someone in management,
well, hello, honey,
you're dog, I'm the program director.
There
how
you
doing?
Maybe you'll have another conversation with
yes. Him. Oh, I'd love to. Call me in my office.
Call me in the office as often as you'd like.
Please do. Great. Great call. And, what, and even dumber, to know that it's going to be broadcast, to give out your email address.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it's amazing. It's amazing what people do.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hold on, am I doing something wrong here?
No, I don't think so.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Oh, that's the problem.
Oh.
No one could hear me when I was talking to him. Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, I was just wondering what that lady that left the voicemail, what she'd sound like if she had a bad case of diarrhea.
Oh, now, come on. Don't get too eager.
Come on, we're going to get to that in a minute. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Fellas, how you doing?
Hey.
I would love to have that email address again, and I'm sure your listeners would, too. She was babbling on. I couldn't understand it.
I deleted the message now, so if you didn't get it, it's another reason you should pay it close attention every day.
Yes, I'm like, cheap.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
This is Morris Jones.
Hey, Morris, how you doing?
I'm going to hype up my show tomorrow. If anyone in America is listening to me right now.
Right now.
listen tomorrow.
Tomorrow, it's the Morris Jones Day. Is Mike Landis there?
I hope. We are going to get together tomorrow.
Why don't you,
Mike Landis.
Why don't you
talk to Mike Landis?
Yeah, see if you can get him on the phone.
Hold on a second.
He's there.
Hey, Mike Landis, please come to the phone right now.
Put him on the phone. Let's talk to Mike Landis.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Mike Landis.
Hey.
How are you guys doing?
Mike, I'm doing great.
I'm really jealous. Morris is going to be on tomorrow. It's not me.
I got one more request.
Yes, sir.
Is Sue Palka there?
Sue Palka. All right, hold on a second.
You know the weather girl?
Sure.
Sue Palka, please come to the phone right now. Don and Mike want to talk to you.
I guess she's there.
Don and Mike?
Yeah.
Sue Palka.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, man, I pick up these bitches in a commuter lots all the time, and I listen to the station. You know, I say, you know, it's my car. It's a free ride. They're getting a Benny. And I look in the back seat, and it always turns out that, you know, every time I get some middle-aged, angry bitch back there, you guys are like, hey, Connie, hey, see you in Toledo. You know what, though? F them. I leave it on. If they don't like it, I'm more than glad to drop them off in the middle of 95 and let them figure out how to get home from there.
Can you feel the love?
Thank you, my friend. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
I don't know if you're going to put me on the air, but if I'm not, I am. But you guys are a bunch of assholes.
Thank you. Okay. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Who knows?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah, I just wanted to give that lady's email address out again for anybody that might not have. 912@yahoo.com.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, tell that broad to go back to Toledo.
Okay, gotcha.
Bye, Carly.
Again, another private message.
A message for maybe his special someone.
When we come back, listen, the girls will be here.
Yes, they've been actually out at lunch.
Rob, did you ever find our copy of It's Raining Men?
You know, my copy's at home. I don't know.
Sure. Well, we might have to do it without our theme song.
Well, we'll have it next time.
Donnell and Alice.
I thought it was April.
Excuse me, I'm going to write that down.
It's Danielle and April, isn't it?
Danielle and April.
Right, April.
And the name of the show is It's Raining Food.
It's April Alice.
Okay.
April Alice.
That's your name. All About Food, It's Raining Food.
It's Raining Food.
When we come right back.
Number one, Arbitron Link, the Don and Mike Show.
Cletus, what are you beating your gums about?
What they don't know could fill a book. Don and Mike.
Here we are. Here I am.
Hello.
There Buzz is. Here's Mike.
Hi, Mike.
We're saying outside of Smoker's Alley.
Everything's fine. We weren't smoking. Don't be ridiculous.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
Look, I need y'all's help.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'm lost. And I need to get on Rock Creek Parkway. Do you guys know directions around Georgetown?
Yes, where are you at?
Where are we, James? We're on Pennsylvania and 24th.
Beautiful. You want to look for a sign that'll get you towards 295.
295.
295, you might want to check the South Capitol Street.
South Capitol Street?
Yeah.
Yes.
Because here's the thing, we're driving over the Epton Parkway, like over the bridge, and we just can't get on it. It's kind of messed up.
Now, listen, what you want to do is you want to get either to
South Capitol Street exit is what he wants to take off of. That could be off of 395 also.
Yeah, you're right. Either one. If he's closer.
Hey, chill out. Man, I didn't know. All right, never mind. I think we just saw it. Well, thanks a lot, guys. South Capitol Street, if we can't find it again.
Yeah, no. And as a matter of fact, stop if you have to. Where are you in Georgetown? Pennsylvania Avenue?
Yeah, we just turned off Pennsylvania.
Turn your radio down, please.
Turn the radio down, James.
Turn it down. Tell James turn it down.
James, it's off.
Just stop and ask someone how to get to South Capitol Street.
Well, we asked the cop, and he just told us the wrong directions.
Did you
that
ask?
Was a bad idea.
You want to get to South Capitol Street, though, to get to where you're going.
All right, South Capitol.
Right.
Thanks a lot, radio guys.
All right.
Have Rob.
Right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. You know, as I was late coming into the studio there, I felt a strange extra pressure to, you know, I know that it's always good for all of us to be back here by the microphones, but I came running in here and I saw Charlie Broyhill, and then I realized you were in here, and I realized that I just ran past the operations manager as I was coming in here to the studio where the creative program director was.
Yeah.
And I ran faster. I just want you to know that I respect your authority. I ran faster than I normally would.
F you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Mike.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, you don't have any gigs anywhere with crap, right?
Pardon me?
Let me just stop.
For those of you who don't know, I'm hoping that those guys don't have the radio turned up right now.
Uh-huh.
For you see, South Capitol Street will lead them far from where they want to go. Where it's likely that two young boys from the suburbs might be killed.
Absolutely.
Driving in their daddy's Beamer.
Yes.
Hi, what school do you go to?
Right, okay. All right, you were saying something about a crap gig?
Well, if you don't have any gigs, you know, we got open mic and stuff like that. You guys can come and sit in the bus.
Consider it done. Call my secretary.
Yeah. Thank you. Goodbye.
That'll be good for crap unplugged.
All right, we're going to make our call. Hold on, make another call. Don and Mike.
Layla.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Great, thanks.
Hey, did you hear that? I tried to call Fry when you guys were talking about Baltimore. They had Jackie Jr. at Bo Hager's the other night.
Oh, you mean Jackie Aprile from The Sopranos?
Yeah, yeah.
He's whoring himself out, I think, more than anybody else on that show.
Well, his time is done. Why not?
Yeah, I'm Jackie Jr. You know what I'm saying? He'll be like, it'll end up where he's in different restaurants just sitting at the bar going, I was Jackie Jr. on The Sopranos.
But it won't be as bad as that time we were in New York about a month ago. We saw the ads for Big Pussy at a cigar shop.
Yes, signing boxes of cigars.
Yeah, that's bad.
You gotta do what you can.
That's
right.
That is cold.
That's cold.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
Now that you're the PD.
Yeah.
What's to become of Pat Goss?
Yeah. I'm a big proponent of Pat Goss. I'm a big fan of Pat Goss.
As we all are.
Okay. Well, cool. And I'm at ease now.
Yeah, don't worry. No, I think Pat Goss should be a bigger part of the weekends on this station. However, I just want to say, many, many people who work here should be fearing for their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They should be getting their tapes and their resumes together.
In order.
Mm.
Yes, get your all of your stuff ready.
Suitcases included.
That's right. Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
What's the chance that we could see crap on just passing through?
What is just passing through?
It's on another Washington radio station.
Are you familiar with that?
No.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
What, do you, Rob, do you know? What is it?
Yeah, it's...
What is it?
It's a run on our Infinity brother, WHFS. I'm sure you've heard of it. Everyone listens to HFS. Hello.
Don and Mike show. Hello.
Great station.
Yes, have you guys seen, you ever used MapQuest?
Sure.
Yeah, I use MapQuest all the time.
If you look on it recently, if you go to it actually right now, any address that you type in, you can see an aerial view of that area.
All right, thanks. Lousy call. Thank you, though. Mm-hmm. Well, what was the point of that?
I guess because those kids were asking for directions.
Right, but they were in their car.
I don't
think they have MapQuest in their car, do they?
They were in their car, unless it was an overwhelmingly significant vehicle.
Hello, Don.
Loaded with technology.
Don.
Yeah.
Mike.
Yeah.
Why are you all trying to fit into the ghetto? We in the South Capital goes to the ghetto. All I'm trying to say is, D.C. is so messed up.
Turn your radio down, you hooligan.
Are these the guys who we just gave directions to?
Yes, you were just...
Turn your radio down. Turn.
We're coming out of Georgetown.
Turn your radio down.
Hey, sir. The radio is down.
If you follow those directions, it may look dark right before the dawn, but you keep with those directions, everything will be fine. Don't stray. Stick to them.
Dark before the dawn.
It didn't mean anything by that.
I understand, Rob.
I know you didn't. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. What can we do? We gave you great directions.
Well, all we were trying to say is that we were coming down Pennsylvania.
Right.
And we're sitting there driving back and forth across the Rock Creek Parkway.
Correct.
But there's no way to get on it.
Well, I think...
There's no sign to tell you, turn this way to get to the Rock Creek Parkway. There's nothing.
Well, I think you're trouble.
You ask a cop.
You're trouble,
the cop
son.
Tells you to go the other way.
South Capitol Street, that's the answer to your problems.
Mm-hmm.
You have to take it all the way to the end of South Cap, doesn't he?
Yes. Mm-hmm. All right, thanks, guys.
All the way to where it dead ends. Hello, it's Don and Mike show.
Shalom, Mike.
Hi.
Listen, I was wondering if Kraft would be able to play at my son's bris next week.
Well, Don, you promoted that, and
yeah.
Yes, call my secretary.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can the golden boy shine again?
Hey, programming director?
What? Yeah, what?
You have any sway over JFK Jr. in Baltimore?
No, I have nothing to do with that station.
All right, somebody needs to kick some butt.
All right, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello? Can I talk to Dynamite?
Yeah, you're talking to us. Hello.
Okay. Hey, this is Robert Blake. Tell Big Bird I'm waiting in the car for me. I'll be right back.
Okay, thank you. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hi. Can I talk to the PD, the program director?
Yes, what? I'm here.
Hi,
what?
Sir. Hi, sir. I'd like to send you my air check audition tape for consideration and any job openings.
F you. Rob, call the restaurant here and see if they're ready. You know what? We're going to have to squeeze in a quick stop set. So just see if they're ready.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Now the deal is we're calling the restaurant where Robert Blake killed his wife.
Ah.
Okay.
Allegedly. And they are upset at Vitello's restaurant because the people have been coming in but not eating anything.
Oh. Right.
And people have been calling up and not asking about the food, just asking about Robert Blake.
I know that Danielle and April will, not say anything about Robert Blake because all they are really concerned about is the food.
And also they're upset.
With the Westwood One Network. I'm sorry it's taking us so long. We're running late today. Danielle and Alice will be ready to call you in about 6 minutes if that's okay.
April is April.
It's April.
Damn it.
You're open at 5. I realized, but you were going to be on the radio show. It's raining food. Do you recall? Okay, well, we'll call you in about 6 or 7 minutes. And it'll be Danielle and April Alice will be calling you. Thank you, Bill. Bye.
You like the two names. I do, too.
April Alice.
Hyphenated. April Alice, honey. I got to have a last name, though. Danielle Domina.
I like it.
As in Domino Sugar. Hello, D squared. Hello, A squared. April Alice. And Danielle Domino. Now, since we don't have the theme song, I think at when we do identify the show, we have to sing it as opposed to say it. So we say, thanks for coming on. It's raining food.
Now, wasn't your full name April Alice Baker?
Yes, April Alice Baker.
And Danielle Domino.
Danielle Domino and April Alice Baker.
I'm ready, baby.
Absolutely. All right, so what we'll do is we'll call the restaurant where Robert Blake killed his wife to ask him about the food in the restaurant, not about Robert Blake killing his wife.
That's because they're coming on the show. It's raining food.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Radio, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, we
sweet little Hercules. Shall we muscle again? Oh, Hercules, 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 Hercules.
Next to breast milk, the Don and Mike Show is best.
Well, we might have a slight change in plans.
We often will change plans dramatically if something comes up.
Yeah. We got a couple of girls from one of our favorite adult clubs who just want to come in and plug an event, and they want to get naked and pour champagne on themselves.
But they insist. If they insist, we will change that, and we'll find out where their what their agenda is. They have us. Come on in, ladies.
Hi, girls.
Please step right in. Hi.
Wow.
Hi. How are you?
O.T. Boy, I'm glad I just combed my hair.
Boy, this is terrific.
Come
hi,
on in.
Hi, where are you girls from?
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Kitty.
Kitty and?
Luscious.
Kitty and Luscious.
Well, Kitty and Luscious. Is that your given name? Is,
no.
What's that? It's not.
Otherwise known as Egg Lady or Jail Lady. Yes.
Oh, you've been here before. Yes, I remember you.
Wow. You girls work where? At the
Gold Club,
right.
Oh, yeah, wonderful.
Second anniversary tomorrow.
Okay.
Yeah, actually, we have complimentary tickets for you. Yeah.
Oh, do you?
Uh-huh. It's going to be great.
Yeah, Lisa just grabs them.
Lisa will take those. Well, you know, we do love the girls at the Nexus Gold Club.
What do you have in mind for to celebrate the anniversary of this the Gold Club?
Lots of champagne, actually.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
You brought champagne with you, I see?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We have a little... demonstration. So, yeah,
a demonstration of what people can look forward to if they come to the Gold Club.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Well, let's start the show. Do we need to put any plastic down?
I think so.
Yeah. Hey, Lisa. Get the plastic. Plastic. Plastic stat.
Immediately.
Now, girls, step up here and tell everybody who you think you look like. Because you're both stunning. Mm-hmm. But who's the celebrities you think you most resemble?
Everybody says I look like a young Murphy Brown. I mean, Murphy...
Yeah, a little Candace Bergen.
Yeah,
face.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of an ivory girl, but blonde. Yeah.
Hey, what about you? Luscious?
I still don't know. But you told me before, Winona Ryder and Courtney Cox.
Okay. All right, yeah, a little combination.
Yeah.
Now, is that underwear you're wearing up top there, or is that a regular...
BB top.
It's what?
The BB top.
A BB top?
Yeah.
I can see your BBs. I can.
Is that from that store, BB?
Yeah. There's Joe Ardinger. Say hi to Joe, ladies.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, serious-minded Joe. Joe has Charlie Broyhill disease. You notice that? When the girls are around, Joe just appears to be very serious.
Serious, yeah. I'm Joe Ardinger.
I have a job to do. I'm the plastic technician.
Wendell, thanks for bringing in the tape.
Wendell Hall is here now, too. God damn. You know, you got a couple of girls coming in ready to do a show, and suddenly everybody's here.
When is Jim McClure going to be making his way down here?
And I'm really surprised that Broyhill hasn't snuck his head in.
Yes, because this was really quite a surprise. We didn't expect this to happen today.
Okay, so, Joe, what are you doing now? Joe?
We're taping it to the floor.
The plastic.
Taping the plastic.
We're taping the plastic to the floor.
Thank you, Joe.
Okay.
Try really hard to talk in complete sentences.
Let's have a Swiss Army knife. We need to open this.
Do you really need one, or are you just good?
Yeah, I don't know how to open this.
And it's Kitty?
Kitty.
Kitty, what do you have in your navel there? That's an interesting... Is that a piercing that you have? Wow, that's quite a... Is that a butterfly?
I don't know.
It's just kind of a design?
Kind of looks like a dragon to me, so I like dragons.
Oh, these girls are hot. Are you girls dancing in the club all the time? Is that what you do?
Yeah. Dancing tonight, actually. So.
You're dancing tonight?
Wow. Yeah. So you're doing a little extra long work day today.
You do lap dances?
No.
We
have VIP. Yeah. Table dances. We're the only club in D.C. that has table dances in VIP rooms.
VIP table room. Dances in VIP rooms.
Yeah.
Wink, wink.
Hello, VIP room. Very important penis. VIP.
Yes.
Oh, you open all right, Rob is going to open the champagne.
Well, normally, because that would
see if you can do it on mic, Rob. I think you'll hear it.
Here we go. It's always good.
Hey, it's in there. Hold on.
There it is! Hallelujah.
Very nice, Rob.
Sweet.
All right, good.
You should have gotten naked by now, I think.
Yeah, girls, you should get naked.
God.
All right, Lisa, you're going to be sitting there the whole time. All right, clear the view, please. Thank you. Hi.
Wow.
Now they're getting it. Wow.
Yes, they are.
Wowzy woo-woo.
Are those real?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How about yours?
Yeah.
Both real.
Right.
Way to go.
Oh, beautiful.
Fantastic.
Beautiful breasts.
Wow.
Oh, let me see down. Well, you know what? Okay, it's not the JonBenet look down there.
It's just fine.
They both have the runway look.
The landing strip, yeah.
What was that?
The landing strip.
Yes, the landing strip.
Yes, very nice.
God damn, these girls are hot.
I forgot the champagne glass. So we're just
my mouth.
Oh, you're gonna catch it off my mouth? Okay.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Now, what are you gonna do? Hold on. What's she doing?
Okay.
What are you? Oh, she's on her knees.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And now,
oh my!
Oh, she's pouring the champagne between her boobs.
Oh wow!
And the other girl's on her knees.
Yeah.
Down by the bird's nest.
Yeah. How does that champagne taste? Oh, a little too much. A little heavy pour there.
Hey, are you there? She's gonna get a microphone over there.
Smell
the
nipple. Ow!
Oh, watch out! Okay.
Hope they're not driving.
An injury.
Well, Robbie,
I hope they're not driving.
So what you were doing was actually pouring the champagne.
But normally we'll have glasses, and the guy will get to have the glass.
Oh, I see. Oh, wow.
Now, can you switch and do it the other way?
Uh-huh.
All right, here we go.
But, a nipple thing, too.
Yeah. Oh, a nipple thing. Okay.
Oh, a nipple thing. What are you doing? What's the nipple thing? Oh, I see.
Pouring the champagne.
Oh, that's like nursing. What she's doing is she's actually pouring the champagne over her breast.
Mm-hmm. And then the other girl is catching the champagne.
Mm-hmm. How is that? Can you talk to us while you're drinking?
How does the champagne taste?
It's excellent off of her body.
I don't think it's the other one.
No, okay.
Do you girls work well? You girls normally work well together, right?
Oh, yeah.
Are you friends outside of work as well as at work?
I'm friends outside of work.
Really? Are you close friends outside of work?
Yeah.
Are you girls lesbians?
No.
No, there's nothing wrong with that.
All right.
We like that.
Not totally lesbian, so perhaps there's a little bisexual element going on here.
You ever kiss each other?
Not in the club.
Not in the club, huh?
Have you kissed in private?
I think that's a yes.
Must be.
Do you think we could experience just a friendly little kiss between friends here?
Would you kiss now?
Oh, that was more than a friendly little kiss. Instant applause from the crowd. I mean, the champagne trick was terrific, but the kiss was really special.
Mm-hmm. And your breasts, both of you girls, those are real?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Well, I applaud that.
Great.
More applause. I applaud that. And these girls will be at the Nexus Gold Club tonight.
Tonight. It's what, an anniversary party?
Oh,
tonight.
Tomorrow night.
50 girls. Yeah.
City Girls.
For 50
wow.
Girls.
Oh, that's girls. Girls, girls, girls.
Oh, that's Motley Crue. They'll
be playing that right when they have
that.
Actually, if you want to check out some of the other hotties, they're on NexusGoldClub.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
They're hotties, man. They're like
other clubs.
Joe and I, we're going to go.
Oh.
I think we're going to go.
Really?
Yeah.
You're going to go down there and check it out?
Free buffet.
A free buffet.
I'm going.
Well, that's incredible. So I guess can you girls hear that music?
Yeah.
Hey, I got it right here.
Now, do you girls dance?
Yeah.
Could we, see a little dancing?
Would you mind dancing for us?
We play some girls, girls, girls.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, now she's doing more than dancing. Oh, my. They're kissing and they're fondling. Yes, there's boob on boob action. Excellent show. And it's great we didn't even know that this was coming in today's show.
The best shows are surprise shows.
Bonus. Well, girls, thank you both. You are welcome here anytime.
Would you like to go over and say hi to Buzz in the other studio over there?
Yeah, why don't you give Buzz a hug?
Go over there and just go give Buzz a hug.
Give Buzz a hug.
Go ahead. Go over there and give Buzz a hug.
Just go give him a hug.
Yeah, go ahead.
Naked.
Go ahead. Yeah, naked, of course.
Naked.
There you go. There they scamper over there.
There she goes.
There she goes.
All right, now they're going to be getting over to Buzz's side.
Damn, those girls are hot.
Oh, hello.
Oh, Buzz.
Oh, look at them. Oh,
there we go.
Buzz. A little hug for Buzz. This is his grandfatherly hug.
Yeah. Well, you
know.
I know.
I don't want to get carried away.
I understand. Wow.
That would be easy to do.
These girls are hot. Thank you, girls. Thank you for coming by. You're
Thanks
welcome
for stopping
anytime.
By. Anytime you want to drop by, please feel free.
Thank you.
Wish we had the webcam hooked up tonight.
Wouldn't that be terrific?
It'd be a good show to show.
These girls take care of themselves.
Hey, Rob.
Yes.
Guess what?
Oh, no, stop that. No, you're destroying the moment.
I didn't say anything.
I know. You didn't see it. If it's TV, you're pointing at a part of your body.
That's
oh,
fun.
God.
And now, do you want anyone to drink champagne off of it?
Oh, God.
I don't know what your point is, Sharon.
Oh, dear.
Just let you know.
Oh, my.
I'm not dead down there.
Very talented performer.
Thank you, girls.
It was a beautiful show.
That was very nice.
Now they're getting clothed again.
Texas Gold Club. You girls got to get out of here now. It's too distracting
to do the show with your girls here.
Yeah.
Don't rush out. Rush out of here.
Okay. Yeah, you got to go.
All right.
Those are real.
They're getting dressed.
You're asking me.
They're real.
They're real. How big are they?
I think my husband has been putting, like, new busts on them at night or something, because they've grown, I think.
You're good with the plugs. You married?
Yeah.
Are you really married? You just ruined it for a lot of guys listening right now.
Yeah. I bet it's gone now.
Some of that Viacrem.
Okay, all right.
You have that Viacrem? I want the Viacrem.
Oh, yeah, talk to Lisa. She's got that stuff. Buzz ate it. He loved it.
It's very tasty.
Oh, you know, if we knew that,
we could have had what we needed,
a test of the Viacrem.
Right.
Oh. All right, girls, get out of here. Thank you for coming.
Thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful.
Bye-bye.
Beautiful.
Joe, you really going down there with Lisa?
Sure, why not?
All right.
Sure, why not?
Have fun.
He's Joe Ardinger. Why not?
He's Joe Ardinger. He's the man.
Hello, Don Mike Show.
Yeah, Don.
Yeah.
Hey, when are you guys going to get the webcam going all the time, man? Enough of this gay lesbian thing. We got to get the cam on all the time. I want to see the show constantly.
We are working on it right now. Great. I promise. We're working on it. Me and Mike, no partners, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Getting three webcams in here constantly so that... when we get our website up, and again, like I said the other day, please don't go rush out and buy a computer today because we're not going to have it up immediately.
Right.
But that's going to be the number one goal because CBS has no problem with us sending streaming video.
Very good.
Uh-huh. They don't want streaming audio, but it's okay that, I know we got a break. It's okay that you can look at us, you just can't hear us.
Right.
You can look, but you better not.
That's the goal, okay? So give us some time. But yes, three webcams, one on me, one on Mike. One on
me, too.
The stage area. Hi, Tom.
Hi, buddy.
Tom, I got a break. What would you like to say in 10 seconds or less?
I'd like to know if I can go down to the Tamina Bay execution next Tuesday.
I don't think it's happening next Tuesday, Tom.
Oh, it's not?
No, I don't think so.
Let him go.
Hey, Rebob?
Yeah.
Oh!
All right, goodbye, Tom. We got a break. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Rated, the Don and Mike Show.
Who's this?
This is a very special call. Hello, is this G. Gordon Liddy?
Yes, it is.
This is Regis Philbin. How are you?
Hey, Reed.
Ladies, let them read your lips. Don and Mike.
You know, we're up to news time. We're going to have to wait on Danielle Domino and April Allen. April Allen on tomorrow's episode.
Maybe we'll get Morris Jones to do it with us.
Well, the thing is, they're going to have a big meal this evening.
Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, we're doing great, thank you.
Hey, you guys have such great jobs. I mean, I'll tell you, I had to pull alongside the road and rub one out after listening to that segment.
Oh, my. Oh, dear. I didn't need to hear that either.
I didn't think I'm going to keep it up after hearing that hag earlier today.
Well, yeah, I'm glad that we were able to help you get it up at least once during the show. That's our goal,
is to center every broadcast around this gentleman's erections.
Thank you. You
get at least one chub during every show on the Don and Mike Show.
One a day, one rub out. Thank you.
If we do a show and you don't hit wood,
then we don't get paid.
We don't do our job.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys, that website for those girls?
Yeah.
They got you, man. That's got Big Bird written all over it. Check it out.
Well, I don't care. You know, I think it's a chain.
Yeah, I think they're all over the country. Right?
Yeah, who cares? I mean, those are local girls. But go ahead and hang up anyway.
He doesn't care.
Those are local girls who dig the show, came down, put on a little impromptu naked champagne party.
Thank you for making the moment magic, though.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Hey, Don, I got a question for you. Coming back in a break, JFK promos Stern first, then you. Is that how they really feel about you? I mean, doesn't that piss you off?
No, because it's logical. You promote morning drive and afternoon drive. That's just how it's done. It's not a who's better or anything else.
Oh, okay, because I think you guys are the best, so you promo you guys first.
It's just the natural order of things.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Baldy.
Hey, Baldy.
I got a quick one for you. Yesterday, I was in a park, and I saw a Volkswagen Beetle, and the license plate said Fauve. That's one for the Liddy files.
Fauve!
Okay, thank you.
Baby, how's it going?
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike show.
So you're the program director. Does that make you Andy Travis or Mr. Carlton?
It would be Carlson. And no, I'm Andy Travis.
Right.
I like your tight pants.
Thank you.
They were tighter a moment ago.
Not in my show.
See, here I am. Here I am. You bring it up, and then I got to make a joke about it.
Now it's gone, though.
Huh?
It's gone.
I'm not looking.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Nor will I ever.
Hello. All right. Hello, Don and Mike.
Hello.
Hello.
I got a question to ask you. A couple weeks ago, Don and Mike were doing this 61 thing with the Yogi Bear impression.
You're talking to us right now.
Oh, am I here?
Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. Listen, how would I get the replay of that? Because that was such a riot. You nearly killed me, I swear.
Mike, how would you get a replay of that?
Don, I have no answer. I'm not sure how anyone would get a replay.
Send $10 in quarters to Mike O'Mara. That's all you have to do.
Mm-hmm. They're all archived.
Oh, okay.
I'll go down to the vault.
Oh, I'm sure you will. Okay. There's no way, though?
No.
Okay. Well, then you guys do an excellent job. But like I said, you nearly wet my pants listening to that.
Well, you know, we're getting all sorts of bodily functions happening on the show today.
Some guy gets a boner. Some guy is able to achieve geishdom. You pee your pants.
Little song, a little dance, a little seltzer in your pants.
Oh, there it is. Danielle and April, of course. Right. Their problems today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Radio God.
Hi.
How's it going?
Great.
Hey, Mike, did you watch the golf tournament yesterday?
Did not, sir. Didn't get a chance to see it.
Jim Nance had a classic comment yesterday. Stuart Appleby was about ready to take the shot with an iron, and the wind started blowing. And he just made this comment. He goes, whoa, did you see the activity in that guy's pants? And it cracked everybody up.
Jim Nance constantly wraps tight. You know, Nance, he didn't have any intention of saying it like that.
That's fine. See you later.
There's quite a breeze blowing out there. My God, did you see the activity in his pants?
It's time for the news of the comments now with Buzz.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden,
Barbosa,
one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
That's Buzz.
Me. He made it up.
And Buzz, what's your lead story tonight?
Tonight, Jerry Lewis makes another apology.
Oh, great. Stay tuned, ladies.
Stay tuned. For news and comments,
coming up
on the Don and Mike Show.
That was very
professional.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Krepa?
Jesus effing Christ. The Don and Mike Show.
Time now for Buzz's new show. These are comments tonight brought to you by eGars.com. This is eGars.com. Limited edition punch rare for local. Five cigars, $14.95 online or call 877-81-eGars. Now here's Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Jerry Lewis is again having to apologize for something he said. On the CBS Sunday Morning Show last month, Lewis referred to the wheelchair-bound as crippled, and he said people donate to the Muscular Dystrophy Association out of pity.
They're marvelous, you daffy bastard. Leave them alone. They're beautiful.
You would think if anybody would know how to play something like that, it would be Jerry Lewis.
You would think. But quoting Lewis,
these crippled kids, and they donate out of pity. Ed, show me the tote board.
Right here, right one.
Yes, how are you?
Even in the last telethon where he didn't do much, one of the things he came up with was, I've got a marvelous way for you to be on television.
Oh, that's right.
All you have to do is have a dystrophic child. Mm-hmm. And when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high.
Quoting Lewis from that CBS show last month, you don't want to be pitied because you're crippled? Stay in your house. That's a direct quote.
Jerry. More interviews, Jerry. Do we have the great tape? You got the great one?
Another example.
Okay, this is maybe, and we tape, not, well, I should say we, Rob
yes.
tapes the Jerry telethon every year.
Faithfully.
And Jerry says, what Jerry's about to say is so disturbing, you can hear the reaction
from the crowd,
from the audience.
And this is on the same telecast as he is
Isn't it weird that in the first hour he called some woman Eva Braun and was making Hitler jokes and stuff?
This is actually 2 years ago. That was the most recent telethon when Jerry had the golf cart.
Right.
And kept continually calling her Eva Braun, and people were applauding.
Because right. They don't get it. Right. They just want to be polite, and it's so awkward. And Jerry is...
They're applauding for Hitler's girlfriend
on the muscular dystrophy telethon.
He's on Mount Jerry.
All right, so now, this is maybe my favorite all-time take.
Yep.
Because Jerry gets going, and he digs himself in a hole. He can't get out of it.
Right.
And you're going to hear Ed try to help him.
Yeah, and it's impossible because he said something that's just so inappropriate.
Here's Jerry.
No. I know that. I just wanted to have Jerry take the moment there and see how he felt. Kind of special.
I'm glad that you did,
yeah,
Ed.
Yeah, right?
I was asleep at the switch. I'm sorry.
No.
Don't blame Ed. That was my fault.
No. I'll tell you what, Jerry. In that.
Wait. Let me make the point.
Yes, sir.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
What I need to say to you is something I've never said to you as an audience who've grown up with me and who have hung in there with me for lo these many decades. I just thought of this wild thought that you can be on television.
Here we go.
You, the viewer, can be on this telethon. There's a requisite involved. You need to have a dystrophic child.
Hear that silence? Hear that silence?
Yeah, I mean, what do we make of this? What is this point?
You can be on the telethon. You have to have a dystrophic child.
Mm-hmm.
So, then there's a large pause.
Yeah. Is that okay? I don't think so. Not even being on television.
Not even.
Would be terrific if the reason you got on it was because you had a dystrophic child.
He's trying to pull it out here.
Mm-hmm.
As he's ad-libbing, you know, he's just pulling it out of nowhere, and I don't think the thought began until the mouth was open.
Right. Not even being on television is good enough.
Right.
To make up for having a destruct. Not even that.
Thanks for the point, Jerry.
Nope.
Jerry.
Yes, sir.
I guess, what's the tape where Ed does try to help him, where Ed is saying, like, I know we've got something where they're going back and forth, and he finally tells Ed to shut up.
Right.
Exactly. You know, we may have thinned him out, because, you know, I pull, like, 20 tapes every year. I don't think we have that.
No, that's too bad, because we got a great one where he was digging himself in a hole, and Ed was trying to help him.
Yeah, Ed always tries, yes, sir.
And he finally just tells Ed to shut up.
No.
Shouldn't let Ed help here.
No, it was my fault.
What about that? We have the toad board tapes?
Ed messes up.
This is my favorite.
Your favorite one?
This is my favorite one.
Which
yeah.
is this?
This is Ed on the
Okay. This is Ed that can't read the number?
Yeah, this is Ed effing up the tote board.
Idiot.
Twice.
Right now, Ed, you know what? I would like you to take a look at the tote board, sir.
I'd love to do that. All right, let's see it. Number 17,000. Oh, thank you, brothers. Good luck.
Ed, count the numbers again.
17,000.
17.
What did I say, thousand?
Baby? Million, baby.
See, I'm just trying to get you angry with me so you'll give me more money. That's what it is.
17 million. I'm sorry.
Good job, Ed.
Well, anyway, for Jerry Lewis's most recent comments, the NBA Association got over 100 complaints, and the officials passed their concerns on to Jerry Lewis. So Lewis apologized.
I'm sorry. Sorry I said cripples. And we'll be back with more in the telethon.
Buzz, we got to do a break.
Okay.
Should have told me I had a great Jerry then. I mean, we could have gone to this. Should have just given us those 3 hours ago.
Let me just tell you his apology. He said, I admire people with disabilities. Many people I work with are in wheelchairs, and I never see them as inferior.
Right.
That's
Thank
his
you, and give me another lozenge.
We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lincoln, the Don and Mike Show.
Well, here we are. You always tell me you like to get $1 more than last year?
Yes.
Well, have I got good news for you.
What's
Roll
that?
It.
Listen to that.
Sheila's 5750, Daryl 55, and you got 5871225.
What?
How's that? That's more than a dollar.
So great. Right.
I'll be over here if you need me.
So gross.
I'll be over here if you need me.
They'll talk better if you listen harder. Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
That might be my favorite one, really.
Yeah, that's the one where he said, well, what do you think of that?
I'll be over here if you need me. Buzz, yes. Stand by.
I'll be over here if you need me.
For action. We got to clear the lines out right now and get a call number 100. Yeah, you know what? We're running late on time, and we've got to...
Hey,
we got to go right to call 100 right now at 877-365-3636. Call 100 prize package selected especially for you. We'll be right back.
Number one, Arbitron Lady, the Don and Mike Show.
Okay. Hi, this is Dorm Radio, D-O-R-M, broadcasting live from the basement of the Science Building. Great.
Cleansing your ears with a daily DNA shower. The Don and Mike Show.
Once again, here's Buzz Girdley.
Hi, Don and Mike. In sports, the New Jersey Devils will try for a 3-2 lead in the Stanley Cup Finals tonight when they visit the Colorado Avalanche. The Devils tied the series Saturday. Jerry Rice.
Go Jersey. Go Devils.
Jerry, go. Go.
I'm trying to counter the Yankee stuff.
Okay.
Good luck for our New York listeners.
Gotcha.
Jerry Rice says he'll make his decision tonight. The San Francisco 49ers Vice President Bill Walsh says the NFL's all-time leading receiver will continue his career with the Oakland Raiders. The 38-year-old Rice spent his entire 16 years with the Niners before being released today.
Niners!
Niners have quite a legacy.
Now he's with the Raiders.
Niners with Al Davis.
Mark Chmura has retired from the NFL. The Packers never made an offer after his sexual assault case.
All for Chewy.
Chmura's lawyer says the Pro Bowl tight end got offers from other teams, but only wanted to play for the Packers. Washington Redskins coach Marty Schottenheimer says he'd like to try to keep Deion Sanders on the team.
Join the Marty party!
Man, the discipline is back.
Speculation was the Skins would cut Sanders to free up over $3.5 million under the salary cap, but coach Marty says he'd rather keep him. Deion, meanwhile, is still playing baseball for the Cincinnati Reds, and he says he would welcome being released from his football contract.
Martin Schottenheimer. You see the straw hat in the post?
Yeah. He wore the same retarded hat when he was the coach of the Chiefs.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can go right from the football field to the golf course. It's a perfect
time. Handsome look.
Finally, a new science museum exhibit has opened in St. Paul, Minnesota. I thought you'd be interested in. It's called Grossology, the Impolite Science of the Human Body.
Right.
The exhibit's curator says she got the idea while cutting her toenails and wondering about the gunk underneath them.
There you go.
So California schoolteacher Sylvia Bronzai wrote some books about these human byproducts, and they sold.
Asagio.
Among other things, the exhibit includes an interactive display called Why You Stink. It challenges visitors to take in an odor and then guess which body part it came from.
All right, then we play strip trivia.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
No. But on tomorrow's episode, I promise it'll be Danielle and April making their phone calls.
Uh-huh.
Also, tomorrow, you should know, it's Morris Jones Day.
Mojo.
In the studio for the whole show. And also, do you remember the name Larry Romano?
Yes.
Remember the guy that was on the King and Queen show?
Yes. Yeah, Larry Romano, who doesn't have a job there anymore.
No. Right. Well, right. He's on a new sitcom.
Oh, fantastic.
On NBC. And I think he's coming on tomorrow to plug that.
Excellent.
The last time we talked to him, he was in the hospital, right?
Yes, well, he was.
Yeah, remember? And also, he was real pushy. He had Yankee songs that he wanted us to play.
Right.
He had some rap records.
Hello, am I number 100?
Yeah. Pardon me?
Hey, this is Errol in Virginia. Am I number 100?
No, you're not. I'm sorry. Thank you, though. Bye-bye. Got to be assertive. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, I am the 100th caller.
There you go. What's your name, my friend?
Greg.
Greg, where are you from?
Stafford.
You've won the Sony FM radio headset, courtesy of Graffiti Audio Video. For the best names in audio, Video. Graffiti Audio Video has them all at discount prices. Thank you, my friend.
Fantastic. Thank you.
And we're giving away something from them later this week. 36-inch Panasonic TV from Graffiti Audio Video, DuPont Circle, Temple Town, Bethesda, and the new location in the Fair City Mall in Fairfax. Always overstocked, but never undersold. Graffiti Audio Video.
Rob, don't do spit takes at the end of the show.
All right, that's it. We'll see you tomorrow. Thank you. Good night, Buzz.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Thank you. Good night, Mike.
Thank you. Good night, Don.
Robbie, throw your hat in the air like Sydney. Tyler Moore.
On your lip?
I was teasing him. I never actually put it in my mouth.
Okay, we will see you tomorrow for Mojo Day.
Come on, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Till we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice of an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.